ജയം ശുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാനന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദ കീ ജയം നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിശ്വ വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദ കീ അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്കി പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീഅദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ഡഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ
ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ
ഓം അജ്ഞാനതിമിരാന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലേ സ്വയം രൂപകദാ മഹ്യം ദദാതി സ്വപദാന്തികം വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരു ശ്രീയുതാപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരും വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗ്രജാതം സഹനരഘുനാഥാന്വിതം നം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപദാം സഹഗണലളിതാം ശ്രീവിശാഖാന്വിതാംശ്ച നമാവും വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവിം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി നമാവും വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി നാമിനി ശ്രീവർഷഭാനവി ദേവി ദൈതായ കൃപാബ്ദയേ കൃഷ്ണസംബന്ധ വിജ്ഞാനം ദായിനേ പ്രഭവേ നമ മാധുര്യോജ്വല പ്രേമാദ്യ ശ്രീരൂപാനുഗഭക്തിദ ശ്രീഗൗരകരുണാശക്തി വിഗ്രഹായ നമോസ്തുതേ നമസ്തേ ഗൗരവാണി ശ്രീമൂർത്തയേ ദീനധാരിണേ രൂപാനുഗവിരുദ്ധാഭസിദ്ധാന്തധ്വന്ദഹാരിണേ ഗൗരകിഷോരായ സാക്ഷാത് വൈരാഗ്യമൂർത്തയേ വിപ്രലംബരസാംബോധേ പദാംബുജായ ദേ നമ നമോ ഭക്തിവിനോദായ സച്ചിദാനന്ദനാമിനി ഗൗരശക്തിസ്വരൂപായ രൂപനൂഗവരായ തേ ഗൗരാവിർഭവഭൂമേസ്ത്വം നിർദ്ദേഷ്ടാ സജനപ്രിയ വൈഷ്ണവാ സർവഭൗമ ശ്രീ ജഗന്നാഥായ തേ നമഃ വംശകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാ സിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ നമോ മഹാവദന്യായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രേമ പ്രദായതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ നാമ്നേ ഗൗരദ്വിഷയേ നമഃ പഞ്ചതത്വാത്മകം കൃഷ്ണം ഭക്തരൂപ സ്വരൂപകം ഭക്താവതാരം ഭക്താഖ്യം നമാമി ഭക്തശാത്വികം ഹേ കൃഷ്ണകരുണാ സിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗൽപദേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ ചേതം സുരതോ ഭംഗോർമം മന്ദമദേർഗതി മത്സവസവദാംഭോജോ രാധാമദനമോഹനോ ദിവ്യവൃന്ദാരണ്യകൽപദ്രുമാദ ശ്രീമന്ദരത്നാകരസിംഹാസനസ്ഥോ ശ്രീമദ്രാധാശീല ഗോവിന്ദദേവോ പ്രേഷ്ടാളിവി സേവ്യമാനോ സ്മരാമി. ശ്രീമന്ദ്രാസരസാരംഭി വംശീ വടതടസ്ഥിത കൃഷ്ണൻ വേണുസ്വനേർ ഗോപേർ ഗോപിനാഥാശ്രിയേസ്തു നാ. തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗീ രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതെ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന കൃതിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീമഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ. നമോസ്തു വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായ തപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ ത്വത്ര വേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർ ഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹർ വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസച്ചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാ ജയദ്രതജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകരാ ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പ്രതീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ. ഊകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാഥമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുതസ്തുൻ വന്ദി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർ വേദൈ സാംഗമദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഹം. ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദഗ്ഗദേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. Last Sunday, when we discussed this samvadam or conversation between Yama and Yamadutas, they were talking to each other, isn't it? So, Yama
told Yamadutas
that do not go closer to those who are chanting the holy name or in some way who are connected with Krishna. You have no right to go there, he says to the Yamadutas. Yamadutas asks the question that suppose if we go there, what will happen? So Dharmaraj Yama says to them, Harer Gadayabi Guptan, he says. Look at that verse, 27th verse in the 3rd chapter, 6:3:27. He says, Yama got angry and said to them, Harer Gadayabi Guptan, he says. Means that you should be ready to get beaten by the Sudarshanam. This is called by the Gada or the club. Harer Gadayabi Guptan. Te neva siddha parigita pavitra ghatha ye sadhava samadrisho bhagaval prapannam tan nobasidada Harer Gadayabi Guptan. Nesham vayam nachavaya prabhavamadande. So, important point here is that those devotees who are serving Krishna all the time, there will always be Krishna's weapons around to protect the devotee. And suppose he is not even paying obeisances to Krishna, but Krishnaya no namadi. See in the 29th verse. Jihvana bhakti bhagaval guna namadheyam chedascha nasmaradida charana aravindam krishnaya no namadiya chirameka dabi tanana yadhama satogrda vishnakrityan. It so happened in one somebody's life that he executed spiritual life without fully understanding everything. It happens that way. And it so happened at the last minute in his life, at the final moments in his life, all his senses have become become useless in the sense that they can't function anymore. The hands cannot work, the legs cannot move. And it has come to that stage that he is going to stop breathing as well. And the head is falling into one direction at the time of death. So, while falling into that direction, even though he has not understood properly about spiritual life, but he did these things. He chanted the holy name. He paid his obeisances to Krishna when he was in a healthy state. And he remembered Krishna at different times in his life. If that person, at the time of death, when his hands and legs have become unable to function, and he hadn't got proper understanding of spiritual life in the right way, with the intention of spiritual realization, but because he done something for Krishna, he pleased Krishna in such a way. And at the time of leaving the body, out of that helpless situation, when his head is falling onto the side, he remembered Krishna and called for his help. And that is what he is saying here. Tan anayaddhu masado agrada vishnu krityaha. Tan nobasidada harer gadayabi guptan naisham vayam najavaya prabhavamadande jihvana vakti bhagaval gunanamadeyam chedascha nasmaridida charana aravindam krishnaya no namadiya chiramegadabi tanana yadma asadomagrada asadograda vishnukrityan. Though even in that situation, do not go closer to them, Yama says to the Yamadutas. Three things are spoken there. What are they? Remembering Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna and paying obeisances to Krishna. Those three things. See there in the 29th. Jihvana Vakti Bhagavil Gvanamadheyam. Those who have chanted the holy name of Krishna. Chedascha Nasmaradida Charanaravindam. Remembered Krishna at some time in his life. About Krishna's form and remembered Krishna's lotus feet as his shelter. And Krishnayano Namadiya Chiram Egadabi. Sometimes he paid his obeisances to Krishna. So, if he has done any one of those three, don't bring him here. Yama says to Yamadudas, don't bring him here. If you remember, we spoke this before also, any activity to please Krishna is the same. Whether you chant the holy name, whether you pay your obeisances, whether you read Srimad Bhagavatam, whether you do the deity worship, they are all on an equal level. There is not one different than the other. The reason why holy name has been given a higher position is because other activities becomes difficult at the time of death, except to chant the holy name. Remember, even paying obeisances become difficult. Body cannot function anymore. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam become difficult because Bhagavatam, you require that presence of mind and the book in the hand to read. And similarly, doing deity worship is difficult. Even if you have done the deity worship all life, at the time of death, deity worship is not possible. So, all other activities in comparison with chanting the holy name is difficult. That is the reason why holy name is given importance. That's the reason behind it. Not that in any other way it's better than the others. All other, any activity in relationship with Krishna is spiritual and it has its value. Sharvanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Adnivedam. All nine processes are equally important. So, he is saying this. So, that is why we mentioned also there that death is an uncertain thing. Where it will happen, when it will happen, how it will happen, all these things are unknown to us. And every one of us will have to face that in different situations. Personalities like Vilumangalam, Ulashakra Alwar, they are saying this. Sagobi bala sarasi rohacham, sajam rajastri janapadhadoli, muhustade dudugalam madiye, momuhyamanebi sado, momuhyamanebi. That at the time of death, when Sagobi bala sarasi ruhacha, addressing Krishna, Vilumangalam says to him that I may not have the capacity for doing any service to you or even remember you. But if you would kindly bring me, he says to Krishna, if you can kindly bring me the dust from Vrindavanam where Sajam Brajastri Janapada Dholi, where the gopis have walked on that earth, and that their padadholi, their dust from their feet, put that on my chest. Muhustade dugalam madiye, mumuhyamane vimanasyudedu, and let my mind get attracted to them in such a way, even if I may not have the strength to remember you. In this way, all these great souls have played to Krishna. Krishna todiya padapangaja panjarandam. Advaiva me vishaduma anasarajaham sa pranaprayana samaye kabhavada vittai kandhavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutaste. Kulashekara Alwar asked Krishna that when I am in a healthy state, my mind is in a healthy position, Krishna todiya padapangaja panjarandam, that let my mind wander around your lotus feet. Advaivame vishadu manasa rajahamsa. Like the famous rajahamsam means this one, that's in the clear water in the Manasa Sarasa, where they will play around the lotus flowers there because they enjoy doing that. Similarly, Kulashekara Alwar saying to Krishna that my heart, which is like a swan, let that wander around your lotus feet at this point in time. Why? Prana prayana samaye, while leaving this body, when the pranan is the last breath happens from this body, kabhavada vittai kandha varodhana vidhau, Kapham, Vadam, Pitham, all the three things are unbalanced state. The kapham or mucus will come and choke my throat. And how do you expect me to remember you at that time? Kandhavaro dhanavidho. When it is blocking my throat, Kandhavaro dhanavidho. Smaranam kutaste. How will can I remember you when I can't even breathe? It is a very difficult state, is it not? Even slight disturbances in our body is sufficient for us to forget Krishna. What to talk about at the time of death, what will happen? That is why Kulasekhara Alvar said that to Krishna. So from this you can understand that that we have to chant it today, not looking, waiting for the death to come. Death, what will happen at the time of death is completely uncertain. It's not in our control. But today, if you have chanted the holy name, today if you have engaged in pleasing Krishna, satisfying Krishna, Krishna does not forget that. But what will happen at the time of death is not in our control. Oh, that is the most important thing. When we have the health, when we have the right frame of mind, and able to do something when things are in under our control, at that time, if service is done, if please Krishna, that will remain with us even and protect us at the time of death. Yama says to Yamaduta, they should not be brought here. They should not be brought here. So, that is the important point. Other thing was that that in the Vrindavana pastimes, often the calves which Krishna was tending, they will go away and get into trouble. But because always Krishna has kept an eye on them, those calves were protected all the time from very serious dangers. Similarly, we are also like Krishna's calves. We have come here in this world not knowing what our business is and not knowing the dangers of this world, particularly in relationship with sense gratification. We forget Krishna and go after sense gratification, thinking that that's going to make us happy. And in that process, one day we get bitten by different ways in this world, and we have lost our time by then. So, Vilumangalam and Kulasekhara Alvar, they are saying to us that like in the Vrindavana pastimes, like the cows and the calves, all of them, they were devoured by the forest fire. Krishna protected them. Krishna always had his attention on them. And similarly, several demons came and tried to destroy them. But Krishna's merciful glances protected them. Similarly, we are also in a similar forest fire in this world, engaged in all kinds of activities, trying to find some happiness here and forgetting Krishna. But even then, all our praise to Krishna, that when we are going in the wrong direction, you should still keep your eyes on us and protect us and bring us back into the right track. That is Krishna consciousness. So this is how they have prayed to Krishna. With that, this Ajamila Ubakhyanam, Ajamila's story, or this episode of Ajamila, finishes there. Like as I said, because we are going through Bhagavatam faster, we won't get enough time to go through every single verse. Few things like Jadabharata's story we have discussed a little bit in detail. Similarly, Ajamila's also. So some important topics like that we will have a little bit more detailed discussions. Otherwise, now when it comes to Prahlada's story, we'll discuss Prahlada's story also similarly. But now we'll go into the next chapter, the fifth chapter of the sixth canto. 6-5. Six four. In this fourth chapter, Chaturtha is Tribi Vishwaruba Janma Vivakshaya Prajeda Sudadakshasya Vamshastaval Pratanyate. Shridhara Swami says there that in three chapters, it's getting ready for getting ready for discussing about the appearance of Visharupa. And to come there, they're talking about Prachetas. And Prachetas' son, who is Daksha. Remember earlier we stopped there. In the Puranjana Upakhyanam stories, we have discussed that Prachetas' son, Prachetas got married to that girl, which is the daughter of the trees, Marisha. And Daksha Prajapati, who got a goat's head by offending Lord Shiva, he gave up his body and now he has come and taken birth through this girl Marisha as the son of Prachetas. So they are going to talk about this Daksha Prajapati, about Daksha Prajapati is coming back into Bhagavatam again. Chaturthe dupaja srishte dakshena radhanam hare tavasaham sahuguhyakhyam stotrena janirupyade. So Daksha Prajapati's job was to continue with the creation. In order to do that, he started performing penances to get the strength for creation process. And he worshipped Krishna through the prayers known as Hamsaguhya, Hamsaguhya Stotra. And that is spoken in this fourth chapter. And Prasaktanu Prasaktena Swayambhuva Sudanvaye Nama Prabhava Makarne Vamsha Vyasam Bubulsate. While we were talking about the Priyavrata, remember the two sons, Priyavrata and Uthanapada of Swayambhuva Manu. So while we are discussing about Priyavrata's Vamsham dynasty, we saw the heavenly planets, the hellish planets, and the middle planetary systems, or the whole universe part of that was spoken at that time. And at the same time, we also spoke about the purpose of chanting the holy name through story of Ajamila. And Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear more, and now he's asking these questions. Shri Rajo Vajam Deva Suranam Sargo Naganam Ragamakshinam Samasigastvaya Proktam Yastu Swayambhuvendare Tasevam Vyasamichami Yadum De Bhagavan Yatha Anusargam Yaya Shaktya Sasarja Bhagavan Para. Shri Suda Vaja Idi Samprashnamakarnyam Rajarsher Bhadarayani Pradinandya Mahayogi Jagada Munisattamaha. Shri Shuka Uvacha Yada Prachetasa Putradasha Prajina Barhisha Anda Samudradun Magnam Dudrashurgam Drumair Pradam Drumebhya Krudhyamana Ste Tabodhi Bidamanyava Mukato Vayu Magnimja Sasujurusta Didakshaya Tabhyam Nurdakhyamana Stam Ubalabhya Guru Dvaha Raja Uvacha Mahan Somo Manyim Prashamayaniva Ma Drumebhyo Mahabhaga Dinebhyo Drogdumarhada Vivardeshavo yuyam prajanam padayas pradaha. Aho prajapadipadir bhagavan hariravyaya vanaspadi aushadisha sasarjosham misham vibhu. Annam charanam acharam abadapadajarinam ahasta hastayuktanam divadam ja chadushpadaha. Yuyam ja mitranvadishtam devadevena janaka prajasargahi katham prakshan nardagdumarhada. Atishtara sadamargam kopam yachadadi ibidam pitra abidamahe nabi jushtam vapravidamahe tokanam bidaro bandhu dusha pashmastriya padi padi prajanam bhikshunam guhya grihya jnanam buddha suhral andar dehe shubhudanam alpma se hariri ishwara sarvam taddishtam ikshadvam evam mastoshido hyasau Yasamul padidam deham agashan manyumul banam alpajitnyasaya chel saguna nadivartade alam dagdher drumay dine khilanam shivamastuva varshi heshavara kanyam patnitve pratigrihyadam ityam andravara roham kanyam apsarasim nrupa somo rajaye audatva te dharmen obaye mire Tebhyastasyam samabhavadrakshaprajedasakila yasya prajavisargena loka apuridastraya yatha sasarjabhudani dakshoduhidruvalsala redasamanasa jaiva tanmamavahidashrunum manasaivasajalpurvam prajabadrima praja devasuramanishyadi nabhastala jalaugasa തമബ്രംഹിതമാലോക്യ പ്രജാസർഗം പ്രജാപതി വിന്ധ്യാപാദാനുപവ്രജ്യ സോചരദുഷ്കരം തവ തത്രാഘമർഷണം നാമ തീർത്ഥം പാപഹരം പരം ഉപസൃശ്യാനുസവനം തപസാ തോഷയദ്ധരിം ഹസ്തൗ ശീദ്ധം സൗഖ്യേന ഭഗവന്തമഥോക്ഷജം തുഭ്യം തദഭിദാസ്യാമി കസ്യാദുഷ്യദ്യതോ ഹരി ശ്രീ പ്രജാപതിരുവാച നമപരായാ വിത്തദാനുഭൂതയേ ഗുണത്രയാഭാസ നിമിത്തബന്ധവേ അദൃഷ്ടദാമ്യേ ഗുണദത്തബുദ്ധിഭിർനിവൃത്തമാനായ ദധേ സ്വയം ഭുവേ ന യസ്യ സൗഖ്യം വൃഷോ വൈദി സഖ്യു സഖാവസൻ സംവസദപുരേസ്മിൻ ഗുണോ യഥാ ഗുണനോ വ്യക്തദൃഷ്ടേസ്തസ്മൈ മഹേശായ നമസ്കരോമി ദേഹാസവക്ഷോ മനവോ ഭൂതമാത്ര ആത്മാനമന്യം ച വിദുപരം യൽ സർവം ഭുമാൻ വേദഗുണാം ചതജ്ഞോ ന വേദ സർവജ്ഞമനന്തമീഡേ യതോ പരാമോ മനസോ നാമരൂപം രൂപസ്യ ദൃഷ്ടസ്മൃതി സംപ്രമോഷാൽ യീയതേ കേവലയാ സ്വസംസ്ഥയാ ഹംസായ തസ്മൈ ശ്രീസൽമനേ നമ മനീഷിണോന്തഹൃതി സംനിവേശിതം സശക്തിഭിർനവഭിശ്ച തൃഗുൾഭി മനീം യഥാരുണി പാഞ്ചദശ്യം മനീഷയാ നിഷ്കർന്തി ഗൂഢം സ വൈ മമാശേഷ വിശേഷമായ നിഷേധ നിർവാണ സുഖാനുഭൂതി സ സർവനാമാസജ വിശ്വരൂപ പ്രസീദതാമനിരുക്താത്മശക്തി യദ്യനിരുക്തം വജസാ നിരൂപിതം ധിയാക്ഷഭിർവാ മനസാവോദയസ്യ മാ ഭൂൽസ്വരൂപം ഗുണരൂപം ഹിതത്തൽ സവൈ ഗുണാപായ വിസർഗലക്ഷണ യസ്മിൻ യതോ യേന ജയസേ യസ്മൈ യദ്യോ യഥാ കുരുതേ കാര്യതേ ച പരാപരേഷാം പരമം പ്രാക് പ്രസിദ്ധം തൽ ബ്രഹ്മ തദ്ധേതുരനന്യദേകം യച്ഛക്തയോ വദതോ വാദിനാം വൈ വിവാദ സംവാദ ഭുവോ ഭവന്തി കുർവന്തി ഹേഷാം മുഹുരാൽപമോഹം തസ്മൈ നമോനന്ദ ഗുണായ ഭൂമ്നേ അസ്തീത് നാസ്തീതിജ വസ്തുനിഷ്ഠ ഏകസ്ഥയോർഭിന്ന വിരുദ്ധ ധർമ്മയോ അപേക്ഷിതം കിഞ്ചന യോഗസാംഖ്യയോ സമംബരം അനുകൂലം ബൃഹത്തൽ യോ അനുഗ്രഹാർത്ഥം ഭജനാം പാദമൂലമനാമരൂപോ ഭഗവാനന്ദം നാമാനുരൂപാണിജ ജന്മകർമ്മഭിർ വേജേ സഹ മഹ്യം പരമപ്രസീദതു യപ്രാകൃതേ ജ്ഞാനമഹിർജനാനാം യഥാശയം ദേഹഗതോ വിഭാതി യഥാനിലപാർത്ഥിവമാശ്രിതോ ഗുണം സ ഈശ്വരോ മേ കുരുതാൻ മനോരഥം ശ്രീശോവാച സംസ്തുവദസ്മിന്നഖമർഷണേ അവിരാസീൽ കുരുശ്രേഷ്ഠ ഭഗവാൻ ഭക്തവത്സല കൃതപാദസുവർണാംസേ പ്രളംബാഷ്ടമഹാഭുജ ചക്രശംഖാഹി ചർമ്മേഷു ധനുപാശഗദാധര പീതവാസാ ഘനശ്യാമം പ്രസന്നവദനേ ക്ഷണം വനമാല വിനീതാംഗോലസ ശ്രീവത്സകൗസ്തുഭം മഹാകിരീടകടകം സ്ഫുരന്മകരകുണ്ടലം കാഞ്ചിയംഗുലീയവലയം നൂപുരാംഗദഭൂഷിത ത്രൈലോക്യമോഹനരൂപം വിഭ്രൽ ത്രിഭുവനേശ്വര മൃദോ നാരദാന്താദേ പാർഷദേ സുരയൂധവൈ സ്മൂയമാനുഗായൽബി സിദ്ധഗന്ധർവചാരണേ രൂപം തന്മഹദാശ്ചര്യം വിചക്ഷ്യാഗതസാധ്വസം നാമദണ്ഡവത് ഭൂമോ പ്രകൃഷ്ടാത്മാ പ്രജാപതി ന കിഞ്ചനോ ധീരയിതും അശകല തീവ്രയാമുദ ആഭുരിതമനോദ്വാരേ അതിന്യമിമനർജരേ തം തഥാവനന്ദം വക്തം പ്രജാകാമം പ്രജാപതിം ചിത്തജ്ഞ സർവഭൂതാനാം ഇതമാഹ ജനാർദ്ദന ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച പ്രാചേത സമഹാഭാഗ സംസിദ്ധസ്തപസാ ഭവാൻ യശ്രദ്ധയാമൽപരയാ മൈ ഭാവം പരം ഗത പ്രീതോഹം ദേ പ്രജാനാദ യത്യസ്യോദ്ബ്രഹ്മണം തവ മമേഷകാമോ ഭൂതാനാം യൽ ഭൂയാസുർ വിഭൂതയ ബ്രഹ്മാഭവോ ഭവന്തശ്ച മനവോ വിഭുതേശ്വര വിഭൂതയോ മമ ഹ്യത ഭൂതാനാം ഭൂതിഹേ തവ തപോ മേ ഹൃദയം ബ്രഹ്മം തനുർവിദ്യാക്രിയാകൃതി അംഗാനി കൃതവോ ജാത ധർമ്മ ആത്മാസവസ്വര അഹമേവാസമേവാഗ്രേ നാനിൽ കിഞ്ചാന്തരം ബഹിം സജ്ഞാനമാത്രം അവ്യക്തം പ്രസുപ്തമേവ വിശ്വതാം മയ്യനന്ദഗുണേ നന്ദേ ഗുണദോ ഗുണവിഗ്രഹ യദാസീൽ തദമേവാദ്യ സ്വയംഭൂ സമഭൂദ്രജ സവൈ യദാ മഹാദേവോ മമ വീര്യോപബ്രംഹിത മേനേഖിലമിവാത്മാനം ഉദ്യത സർഗകർമ്മണി അഥമേഭിഹിതോ ദേവസ്തബോധപ്യതദാരുണം നവ വിശ്വസജോ സൃഷ്യുഷ്മാൻ ഏനാദാവസുജദ്വിഭു ഏഷാ പഞ്ചജനസ്യാംഗം ദുഹിതാ വൈ പ്രജാപതേ അസിഗ്നീ നാമ പത്നീ തേ പ്രജേഷ പ്രതിഗൃഹ്യതാം മിഥുനവ്യവായ ധർമ്മസ്ത്വം പ്രജാസർഗം ഇമം പുന മിഥുനവ്യവായ ധർമ്മിണ്യം ഭൂരിശോ ഭാവയിഷ്യസി ത്വത്തോധസ്ഥാൽ പ്രജാ സർവാമിഥുനീ ഭൂയമായയാ മദീയയാ ഭവിഷ്യന്തി ഹരിഷ്യന്തി ച മേ ബലിം ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇത്യുക്ത്വാം ശതസ്തസ്യ ഭഗവാൻ വിശ്വഭാവന സ്വപ്നോപലബ്ധാർത്ഥമിവ തത്രൈവ അന്തർദ്ധതേ ഹരി ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ദേ ചതുർത്ഥോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ പഞ്ചമേ നാരദേ നാഥവാച കൂടൈസ്തു നാശിതാൻ സുതാനാകർണ്യതക്ഷോമം ശശാപേതി നിരൂപ്യതേ So Daksha Prajapati wanted to start the creation, and in order to do that, to acquire that strength, he went to perform austerities and penances. At that time, Sri Narada Maharshi comes there and in an indirect way spoken about knowledge of the self, self-realization, to them, to Daksha's children, and they all took, they left home, took sannyasam and performed penances and went back to the spiritual world. This upset Daksha when he came back, and he cursed Sri Narada Maharshi. That is that fifth chapter. Sri Shuka Vacha Tasyam Sapanja Janyam Vai Vishnumayo Paprumhida Haryasya Samyana Yudam Putrana Janayad Vipu Aprathaka Dharma Shilaste Sarve Dakshayana Nruba Pitra Prokta Praja Sarge Pratichim Prayur Disham Tatra Narayana Saras Tirtham Sindhu Samudrayoho Sangamo Yatra Sumahan Munisiddhanushe Vidam Tadubasparshana Deva Vinirdhudamalashaya Dharmi Paramaham Seja Polpannamadayo Pyuda Tepire Tava Evogram Pitra Deshena Yandrida Praja Vivardeyatan Devarshistan Dadarshaha Vaja Chadahirishwa Kadam Sakshadavai Praja Adrishtandambuvo Yuyam Balisha Badabalaga Tadhaya Virusham Rashtram Vilam Chadrashtanargamam Bahurubam Sriyam Chavi Pumam Sambushali Padim Nadi Mupedo Vaham Panjamanjal Budam Graham Kujidam Sam Chitragatham Chaurababhyam Swayam Brahmim Katham Suvidiradesham Avidvam Suvivaschida Anirupam Avijnaya Mahosargam Karishyada Shri Shukavacham Tanishamya Adhairyashvam Avilpati Gamanishaya Vachakudam Dudevarshe Swayam Vimrshurdhiya Bhushetram Jivasamyam Yan Adanadi Nijavandanam Adrishtvadasa Nirvanam Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Egameveshurastujyo Bhagavan Swashrayapara Tamadrishtvabhavam Pumsa Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Puman Naivediyal Gatva Vilasargam Gadoyada Pratyek Dhamma Vidakmiha Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Nana Arubalpano Buddhi Swarini Vagunanyuda Tannishtamagadaseha Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Talsanga Brahmshida Ishwaryam Samsarandam Kubharyaval Tadgadira Bhudaseha Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Srishtyapegari Mayam Vela Kula Andavegidam Matasya Dhamma Vijnasya Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Panjavimshati Tattvanam Purushol Buddha Darpanam Adhyal Mama Buddha Seha Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Aishwaryam Shastramul Srajya Vandamoksha Anudarshanam Vittabadamajnaya Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Kalajakram Brahmistishnam Sarvam Nishkarshaya Jagal Sudandrama Buddha Seha Kimasal Karma Bher Bhavel Shastrasya Vidiradesham Yonaveda Nivartakam Katham Tadanirubaya Gunavishram Vibakramel Idivyavasidarajan Harishwamega Jedasa Prayustam Barikramya Pandhanamani Vartanam Sarabhramani Nirbhadam Rishikeshavadambuji Akhandam Jitamavesha Lokananijaran Muni Nasham Nishamya Putranam Narada Shilasha Alinam Anyudapyadagashojan Pruprajastvam Shujam Padam Sabhuya Panjajanyayam Ajena Barisandvida Putra Najanayad Daksha Shabalashwan Sahasrasha Tevi Vitra Samadishta Praja Sarge Dhrudavraga Narayana Sarojagmu Yatra Siddha Sapurvaja Tadubasparshana Deva Vinirdhudamalashaya Japando Brahma Paramam Tepustetra Mahal Tava Abhaksha Kudijin Masan Kudijidvai Bojana Aradhin Mandramam Abhyasyandamidaspadim Om Namo Narayanaya Purushaya Mahalpane Vishuddha Satvadishnyaya Mahahamsaya Dhimahi Idhidana Virajendra Pradisargadiyomuni Ubehitya Narada Praha Vajagodani Purvaval Dakshayana Samshrunada Gadado Nigamam Mama Anyuchada Anivadavim Bradranam Bradruval Salam Bradranam Prayanam Brada Prayanam Brada Yonidishtadi Dharmavil Sapunyabandhu Purusho Marulbi Sahamodade ഏതാവതുക്വാ പ്രേയൌ നാരദോ മോഹദർശന തേവിചാനുഗമന്മാർഗം ഭ്രാതൃണാമേവ മാരിഷ സദ്രീചിനം പ്രതീചീനം പരസ്യാനുപതം ഗത നാദ്യാപിവേ നിവർത്തന്തേ പശ്ചിമായമിനീരിവ ഏതസ്മിൻ കാലം ഉൽപാദാൻ ബഹൂൻ പശ്യൻ പ്രജാപതി പൂർവന്നാരദകൃതം പുത്രനാശമുപാശൃണോൽ ശുക്രോധനാരദായാസോ പുത്രശോകവിമൂർച്ഛിത ദേവർഷീമുപലഭ്യാഹാം രോഷാദ്വിസ്ഫുരിതാധര ശ്രീദക്ഷ ഉവാച അഹോമ സാധോ സാധൂനാം സാധുലിംഗേന സ്വയം അസാധ്വകാര്യർഭകാണാം ഭിക്ഷോർമാർഗപ്രദർശിത ഹൃണൈസ്ത്രീവിരമുക്താനാം ഇമാംസിതകർമ്മണാം അമുക്താനാമിമി അമീമാംസിതകർമ്മണാം വിഘാതശ്രേയസ പാപ ലോകയോരുഭയോ കൃത ഏവം ത്വം നിരനുക്രോശോ ബാലാനാം മതിവിദ്ധരേ പാർഷദമധ്യേ ചരസി യശോഹാനിരപത്രവാ നനു ഭാഗവതാ നിത്യം ഭൂതാനുഗ്രഹകാതര വൃത്തിഹൃദേ ത്വാം സൗഹൃദഗ്നം വൈ വൈരംഗരമവൈരിണാം നേത്രം പുംസാം വിരാഗസ്യാൽ ത്വയാ കേവലിനാ മൃഷാ മന്യസേയദ്യുപശമം സ്നേഹവാശനികൃന്ദനം നാനുഭൂയ ന ജാനാതി പുമാൻ വിഷയതീഷ്ണതാം നിർവിദ്യേത് സ്വയം തസ്മാൻ ന ചതാ ഭിന്നദീ പരൈ എന്നസ്ത്വം കർമ്മസന്ധാനാം സാധൂനാം ഗൃഹമേധിനാം കൃതവാനസി ദുർമർഷം വിപ്രിയം തവമർഷിതം തന്തുക്രന്ദനയന്നസ്ത്വം അഭദ്രമചര പുനാ തസ്മാൽ ലോകേഷു ദേ മൂഢ ന ഭവേ ഭ്രമദപദം ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച പ്രതിജഗ്രാഹദൽഭാണം നാരദ സാധുസമ്മത ഏതാവാൻ സാധുവാദോ ഹി തിദിക്ഷേദേശ്വര സ്വയം ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ധേ നാരദോഷാവനാമ പഞ്ചമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഫിഫ്ത് കാൻറ്റോ. The hellish planets were spoken, and when the hellish planets were about hellish planets, when it was discussed, the necessity came to talk about Ajamila, is it not? That's how it happened. When the hellish planets were discussed, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sri Shuka Brahmarshi a question: is there any escape route from here? Knowing well how the hellish planets, what goes on there has actually caused a disturbance in Parikshit's mind, and Parikshit asked that question on behalf of us, that is there of some way one can avoid traveling to these hellish planets. So that is how the hellish planets were spoken, and then Ajamila Moksham was spoken. So Uttanapada's dynasty, earlier they have spoken right up to Daksha Prajapati and stopped there, isn't it? And now, again continuing that from Daksha onwards, Daksha Prajapati was born as the son of Prachetas, which we have seen before. And in his life, for a long period of time in his previous life, he offended Lord Shiva very seriously. So in order to get out of that sinful reactions from that, he started serving Mahavishnu very seriously. And he got a benediction from Vishnu later, and therefore he was again given back his position as Daksha Prajapati and came back into this royal dynasty again. And he has also acquired the capacity for creation like Lord Brahma, to able to create from the mind, Manasa Srishti. Manasa Srishti means able to create from the mind, like Lord Brahma has that. And Daksha Prajapati also acquired that power. And in that way, he first created 10,000 sons. And on Daksha Prajapati's request, they went to the forest. to execute penances on Daksha Prajapati's request. When they were in the forest, Sri Narada Maharshi goes there and talks to them and asks them, why do you perform these penances? So they replied that our father has instructed us to perform penances and then come back and enter into householder life and into creation and live a householder life in this world. When Narada Maharshi heard that, Narada Maharshi talked to them that the purpose of human life is not to enter into householder life and to live a good household life here. Instead, how to get released from this bondage. So there's a long discussion there between Sri Narada Maharshi and the children of Daksha Prajapati, these 10,000 children. So, householders, they don't like when their children take to spiritual life or take to sannyasa ashram particularly. So what did Daksha do at that time? Daksha said, he has done this to my children. Send them away. I send them to forest to perform penances and then come back and continue the creation. Instead, Sri Narada Maharshi handed over sannyasam to all of them and sent them away back to the spiritual world. Daksha Prajapati got upset with him, with Sri Narada Maharshi. So he created another 1,000 persons, another 1,000 sons. And exactly the same thing happened again. Sri Narada Maharshi went to them and spoke to them about liberation and spiritual life and going back home, back to Krishna, all these things. And they were intelligent boys, so they also followed their elder brothers and they got liberated and went back to the spiritual world. All of them were very intelligent boys, and Narada Maharshi has done this out of his compassion for them. But what happened? The result? Result was, Daksha told him that you are such a nonsense that you don't allow people to have a family life and you destroy everybody's family life. Saying this gave him a very powerful curse to Sri Narada Maharshi. He told him, my 11,000 children have left this world and they have no hope of living here. You have sent them away and spoiled their life in so many things. Daksha accused him and therefore gave him a curse that from now on, 3¾ ghadiya, which is roughly about 2 hours, you won't be, more than 2 hours, you will never be able to stay in any place from now on, more than a couple of hours. You won't be able to stay anywhere more than in any one place, more than a couple of hours, he said. So, because you got time, you had time, and you stayed in one place, and you took that opportunity to talk to these boys, and you changed their mind. You guided them in the wrong direction, because you had time to do that, but I have now given you this curse, so that you will never be, you have enough time to talk to anybody for a long period of time. Saying this, Daksha cursed Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi says, very kind of you what you have done to me. Now I can travel freely wherever I want. And only if you stay in one place, you get attached to that place. You get attached to the people there. Now, because you have given me this curse, actually it has helped me. Because I don't get attached anywhere. Because I have no time to stay anywhere more than a couple of hours. I don't get attached to any place. I don't get attached to anybody, any persons there. Saying this, and because only when you live in one place, you have development, you develop some affection, attachment for others. And similarly, you develop some enmity also towards others. But this problem will not happen if you are continuously traveling. Continuously if you are traveling, there is no possibility of such a thing happening. So, therefore, Narada Maharshi says, that doesn't matter. Even a couple of hours is sufficient for me, he says, to meet people and to talk to them. Anyway, from this you can understand that Daksha Prajapati still has problem. He has not developed bhakti yet. Earlier offended Lord Shiva and then had all the problems after that. Now offends Srinarada Maharshi also. All due to one thing, that Daksha Prajapati's life is still going through difficulties. He's going through difficulties. And in the sense that when one does not understand that the purpose of life in this world is to realize the self, and when one has strong attachment to this world and to the life here and to family, the possibility is that he will commit offenses and create difficulties in his progress in the spiritual path. That is what we find here. And now we will see there that Daksha Prajapati has 11,000 children, had taken sannyasam and gone. Then what happened? Let's look at that, those two chapters. Shashte, this is the sixth chapter. Dakshena srishtayam kanya shashtim pragirtita prithak vamsham yato jado visharubodide sutal. So Daksha found an alternative. Because I have created boys, sons, only then Narada Maharshi could give them sannyasam and send them back. So Daksha thought a while and found a solution for that. If I have girls, what will Daksha do? Daksha won't come anywhere closer to that. Sorry, Narada Maharshi won't come anywhere closer. So that was this solution to the problem. Who gave this advice? Brahma gave the advice to him. So based on Brahma's advice, what Daksha did, that's what is the next chapter. Shri Shuka Vaja Tada Prajedaso Asignyam Anunida Swayambhuva Shashtim Sanjanayama Sa Duhidral Pidruval Sala Dasham Dharmaya Kayendur Ushaltranavadattavan Buddha Angirikrishya Shwebhyo Dvedve Tarshaya Chapara Namadheyanyamusham Tvam Sabatyanam Jame Shrunu Yasam Prasudi Prasaver Lokam Apuridastraya Banur Lamba Kugubjabir Vishwasadhyamarutvadi Vasur Muhurta Sangalpa Dharmabhatnya Sudashrunu Bhanostu Deva Krishava Indrasenastado Nurva Vidyod Asi Lembayam Sadaschastana Yitnava Kukuba Sangadastasya Kigadastaniyo Yata Bho Durgani Jameya Surgo Nandistado Bhaval Vishwe Devastu Vishwaya Aprajamstan Prajakshade Sadhyo Ganastu Sadhyayam Artasiddhistu Tal Sudam Marutvamscha Jayandascha Marutvatyam Bhavuvadu Jayando Vasudevamsha Upendra Idiyam Vidum Mahurtika Devagana Mahurtayascha Jajnire Yovei Evei Bhalam Prayachandi Bodhanam Susvakalajam Sangalpa yascha sangalpa kama sangalpa jasprada vasavoshtau vaso putrastesham namani me shrunu drona prano drivorkognir dosho vasu virbhavasu dronasya abhimade patnya harsha shoka bhaya daya pranasi ujjasvadi bharya sahamayu purojava druvasya bharya dharani asuda vividha puraha Arkasya vasana bharya putra tarshadaya sprada agner bharya vasordhara putra dravinada dravinagadayam skandaschakritiya putro evishakadaya sada doshasya sharvari putra shishumaro hare kalaha vaso rangirasi putro vishwakarma kridipadi Tado manuscha chusho bodh vishwe sadhyamano sudaha Vibhava sora sudosha vyushtam rojishamatapam Panjayamo da bodhani yena jagradikaram maso Sarubas pradabodhasya bharya rudramscha kodisha रायवदोजो भवो भीमो वाम उग्रो वृषा कवि अजयबाधिर्बुध्न्यो बहुरूपो महानिधि रुद्रस्य पार्षदाश्चान्ये घोरा भूतविनायक प्रजापतेरङ्गिरस स्वधा पत्नी पितृनाथ अथर्वङ्गिरसं वेदं पुत्रत्वे चाकरोत्सदि कृशाशोर्क्षिभार्यायां धूम्रकेशमजी जनल् दिषणायां वेदशिरो देवलं वैनं मनुम् ताक्षस्य विनदा कद्रु पतङ्गी यामिनीति च पतङ्गस्मृतपतगान् यामिनी शलभानथाम् सुपर्णासुतगरुडम् साक्षाद्यज्ञेशवाहनम् सूर्यसूतमनूरम् च कद्दूर्नागाननेकश कृत्तिकादीनि नक्षत्राण् इन्दोपत्न्यस्तु भारत दक्षाशपाल् सोनपत्यास्तासो यष्मग्रहार्दिता पुनः प्रसाद्यतम् सोम कलालेभेक्षेदिता शृणुनामानि लोकानाम् मातृणाम् शङ्कराणि च अथ कश्यपपत्नीनाम् यल्प्रसूतमिदम् जगल् अदितिर्दितिर्धनुकाष्ठ अरिष्टा सुरसा इला मुनिम् क्रोधवशा ताम्र सुरभीसरमातिमि तिमेर्येदौ गणामासन् श्वापदा सरमासुता सुरभैर्महिषा गावो ये जान्ये विश्वभा नृपा ताम्रायश्वेन गृध्राध्या मुने अप्सरसाम् गणा दन्तशूगादयः सर्पा राजन् क्रोधवशाल्पजा इलाया बुधः बुरुहा सर्वे याधुधानाश्च सौदसा अरिष्टायाश्च गन्धर्वा काष्ठाया द्विषभेधरा सुदादनोरेकषष्टिस्तेषाम् प्राधानिकाश्रुणु द्विमूर्धा शम्बरोरिष्टो हयग्रीवो विभावसु अयोमुखा शङ्कुशिरा सुर्भानु कपिलोरुणा पुलोमा वृषपर्वाच एकचक्रोऽनुतापना धूम्रकेशो विरूपाक्षो विप्रजितिश्च दुर्जया सुर्भानु सुप्रभाम् कन्याम् वाहा नमुचि किल वृषपर्वणस्तु शर्मिष्ठाम् एयादिर्नाहुषो बली वैश्वानरसुतो याच्य याश्च चतश्चारुदर्शना उपदानवीम् हयशिरा पुलोमो कालका तथा उपदानवीम् हिरण्याक्षा क्रतुर्हयशिराम् नृव पुलोमाम् कालकाम् च द्वे वैश्वानरसुते दुका उपयेमेदि भगवान् कश्यपो ब्रह्मचोदिता पौलोमा कालकेयाश्च दानवा युद्धशालिना तयो षष्टिसहस्राणि यज्ञस्तु यज्ञस्तेऽपि दुःपिता जघान सुर्गदो राजन् एकविन्द्रप्रियङ्कर विप्रजितिम् हिंसिकायाम् शतम् जैगमजी जनल् राहुज्येष्ठम् केतुशतम् ग्रहत्वमिमुपागदा अथादश्रूयदामंशो योदिरेदनुपूर्वश यत्र नारायणो देव स्वांशेन अवतरद्विभु विवस्वार्यमापूषा त्वष्टादसविदा भगा दाधाविधादा वरुणो मित्रशक्रमुरुक्रमा विवस्वदश्राद्धदेवम् संज्ञासूयद वै मनुम् मिथुनम् च महाभागायमम् देवम् यमीम् तथा सैव भूद्वादवडवाना सत्यौ सुषुवे भुवि छायाशनैश्चरम् लेभे सावर्णिम् च मनुम् तदा कन्याम् च तपदीम् यावैवव्रे संवरणम् पदीम् अर्यम् नो मातृगा पत्नी तयोश्चर्षणयः सुधा यत्र वै मानुषी जातिर्ब्रह्मणा चोपकल्पिता पुषानवत्तपिष्ठादो भग्नदन्धोभवल्पुरा योऽसौ दक्षाय कुपितम् जहासा विमृतद्विच तुष्टुम् दैत्यानुजा भार्या रचना नाम कन्यका सन्निवेशस्तयोर्जज्ञे विश्वरूपश्च वीर्यवान् तम् वव्रुरे सुरगणा सुश्रियम् दुषदामपि विमदेन परित्यक्त्वा गुरुणा अङ्गिरसेन यल् इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याम् संहितायाम् षष्ठस्कन्दे षष्ठोऽध्याये सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द सप्तमे विश्वरूपसौ पौरोहित्ये व्रतसुरै गुरुणा सम्परित्यक्तै पौरोहित्यमथाकरोल् इन् दिस् नेक्स्ट् चाप्टर् बृहस्पति वास् इन्सल्टेड् बै ओफेण्डेड् बै इन्द्र एण्ड् द रिसल्ट् वास् दट् बृहस्पति अबाण्डन्ड् देम् The spiritual master abandoned them. And all the demigods, they had to go and take shelter of Vishwarupa. And how they accepted Vishwarupa as their spiritual master in place of Brihaspati?
That is spoken in the 7th chapter. We'll read this chapter and then we will summarize that. Shri Raja Vacham Kasejedo Paritekta Ajarena Almanasura Edada Jakshavagavan Shishyanam Akramam Guru Shri Shuka Vacham Indras Tribhuvana Aishwaryam Madho Langita Salpada Marudhir Vasabhi Rudrai Aditya Krubhir Nrubha Vishwadevesha Sadhyascha Nasatya Abhyam Parishrada Siddhacharana Gandharvir Munibhir Brahmavadibhi Vidyadharopsarobhischa Kinnarai Padagoragai Nishevyamano Makhavan Stuyamanascha Bharata Ubhagiyamano Lilitam Asana Dhyasana Shrita Pandure Nadavatrena Chandramandala Charuna Uttarashchanyi Padvarameshti Chamaravyajanadhibi Virajamana Bhavilamyam Sahadasanayabhrisham Sayada Paramacharyam Devana Malpanaschaha Nabhyanandada Sampraptam Pratyuthana Asanadhibi Vajaspadim Munivaram Surasaramam Surasaranamaskadam Nochajala Asanadindra Pashyannabhi Sabhagadam Tado Nargrutya Sahasa Kavirangirasa Prabhu Ayayo Sugraham Tushnim Vidwan Shri Devi Srimada Vikriyam Tarakhevati Buddhyendra Guru Gelanama Guru Helanam Alpana Grahayamasa Sadasi Swayam Alpana Malpana Ahobadamamasa Dokradam Abhrabuddhinam Enmaya Ishwetyamatena Guru Sadasi Galkradam Ko Gruddhyel Pandito Lakshmim Trivishtubade Rabhi Yahamasuram Asuram Bhavam Idodhivadeshwaram Ye Parameshtam Dishanam Adidishtana Kanchana Pratishte Edidibhu Yurdharmam Denavaram Vidhu Tesham Kubaladeshyanam Badadam Tamasi Hiratha Ye Shadidurvajaste Vai Majjandeshlakshma Majjandeshma Plavamivam Adaham Amarajari Makadadishanam Dvijam Prasada Ishenisha Shirshnata Charanam Sprishan Evam Chindayadasya Makhona Bhagavan Grihal Brihaspadir Gado Drishtam Gadi Madhyalpamayaya Guru Ornadigada Sapnyam Parikshan Bhagavan Swaral Dhyayan Dhyasura Yaktat Sharmanala Badadmana Tichutayvasura Sarve Ashrit Aushana Sammatam Devan Pratyudyamam Chakra Durmadamadadayina Tarvisishte Visishte Shubhistishner Nurbhinam Guru Bahava Brahmanam Sharanam Jagmo Sahendro Nathagantara Tamstada Abhyardhidan Mitsha Bhagavan Atma Bhurajam Kripaya Paraya Deva Vaja Parisandvayan Shri Brahma Vacham Aho Badasura Shrestha Abhadram Akritam Mahal Brahmishtam Brahmanam Dandam Aishwaryanabhyanandada Tasya Ayamanayasya Silparebhyo Vaparabhava Prakshine Bhisuvairibhya Samardhanam Jayal Sura Akhavan Dushada Pashya Prakshinan Gurvadi Kramal Sampratyubachidan Muya Kavyamara Adhibaktida Adadiran Nilena Mamapi Prigudevadam Trivishtavam Kim Ganayanda Vedya Mandradraguna Manishukshidartha Tavipra Govinda Gavi Shuranam Bhavadyavadrani Nareshwaranam Tadvishwarupam Bajada Shuvipram Tapasvinam Tvashtamadad Bhavandam Sabhajidortan Savidhasya Devo Yadikshamishuddhamudasya Karma Shri Shukavacha Ta Eva Mudido Virajan Brahmana Abhigada Jvara Krishim Tvashtamupa Vrajya Parishajyedam Abruvan Shri Deva Ujum Vayam Tedhidaya Prapta Ashramam Badramastude Kama Sambadhyadam Tata Pitranam Samayojita Putranam Hivarodharmam Pidashishroshanam Sadam Abhiputravadam Brahman Kimuda Brahmacharinam Ajaryo Brahmanomurti Pidamurti Prajapade Brada Amarulpade Murti Armada Sarshal Shidestanu Dayaya Bhagini Murti Dharma Salmatidi Swayam Agnera Bhyagado Murti Sarabhudani Jalpana Tasmat Pidranam Artana Martim Barabara Bhavam Tava Tapasavaneyam Stada Sandesham Kartumarkasi Bruni Mahetu Vadhyayam Brahmishtam Brahmanam Gurum Yathanjasa Vijayeshyama Savatnam Savatanjadejasam Nagarhendi Arteshu Yavishtangra Bhivadanam Chando Bhyanyatranam Brahman Vayojashtesya Karanam Krishiruvacha Abhyarthi Suraganai Parohitye Mahatapa Navishwarupa Astanaha Prasanna Shrashnayagiram Vishwaro Vacha Vigarhidam Dharmashile Brahmavarcha Upavyayam Kathamnumadhido Natha Lokeshaira Bhiyachitam प्रत्याख्यासिदचिष्यस एव सार्थमुच्यते अकिञ्चनानां हि धनं शिलोञ्जनम् तेनेह निर्वर्तित साधु सल्क्रिया कथं विगर्ह्यं न करोम्यधीश्वर पौरोध संहृष्यति येन दुर्मति तथापि न प्रतिपूर्य प्रतिब्रूयां गुरुभिः प्रार्थितं कियल् भवतां प्रार्थितं सर्वं प्राणैर्थैश्च प्राणैरर्थैश्च साधये श्रीशुक उवाच तेभ्य एवं प्रतिश्रुत्य विश्वरूपो महातपा पौरोहित्यं मृतश्चक्रे परमेण समाधिना सुरद्विषां श्रियं गुप्ताम् औशनस्यापि विद्यया आशिद्यादन्महेन्द्राय वैष्णव्या विद्यया विद्या विभो यया गुप्तसहस्राक्षो जिज्ञेसुरक्षमूर्विभो ताम् प्राकसमहेन्द्राय विश्वरूप उदारति इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायां षष्ठस्कन्धे सप्तमोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम्
गोविन्द गोविन्द
दक्ष प्रजापतिस् 11,000 चिल्ड्रन् टेकन् सन्यास एंड लेफ्ट बिकॉज ऑफ द नारद महर्षिस् इंस्ट्रक्शंस नारद महर्षि अपसेट दक्ष वेरी बैडली and therefore Daksha cursed him. He told him, more than a couple of hours, you won't be able to stay anywhere in future. And even after that, Daksha felt very revengeful towards Sri Narada Maharshi. What can be done? He has lost his 11,000 children now. And Daksha was genuinely very upset. It's no point in blaming Daksha for that, because everybody, anyone will feel, suppose somebody comes and gives sannyas to his son, and he takes sannyasam and goes away, the parents get upset, isn't it? That's common in this world. And here, what has happened? Not one son, 11,000 is gone. So you can imagine how Daksha felt about it. What did he do? The Shabrayamadi decided to go and complain about this to Brahma. Brahma sent him to increase the progeny, to continue the creation. And Narada Maharshi comes and does this to him. He got so upset, he decided to go and talk to Brahma about this. He told Brahma that Sri Narada Maharshi is coming and giving sannyasam to all my children, and they have gone. And all my children have left me, and it appears to me as though Narada Maharshi has some revenge towards me. He says that every time I send them to the forest to perform penances, and after performing penances in the forest, I have told them to come back and to engage in household life and increase the progeny and live a good life here. But Sri Narada Maharshi don't let them do that. Every time he comes and goes and sees them in the forest and talks to them about spiritual life and self-realization, and they all give up their plans for household life, and after executing penances, they realize the truth and they go back to the spiritual world. This is not what I would like to, says Daksha Prajapati to Brahma. So, what shall I do? He says to Brahma. Brahma says, Daksha, this is Narada's habit. That's his habit. Both are his sons. Daksha is his son, Brahma's son. Narada Maharshi is also Brahma's son. He says, that is Narada's nature. But his business is always turn everybody towards Krishna. To turn everyone towards Krishna, that is the business of Narada Maharshi. He does that all the time. He said, and there's no point in talking about that. Let's do one thing, he said. There is a solution to this problem. Only when you have sons, boys, only then Sri Narada Maharshi can give them sannyas. Otherwise, what will he do? Suppose instead, if you create girls, what can he do? He won't come anywhere closer, will he? So told them, told Daksha, have as many girls as you want. Create them. Narada Maharshi is a sannyasi. So, the way Brahma told this to Daksha was, just like when you have a problem with the rats, you bring a cat and keep it there. Similarly, the way Brahma says to Daksha, he said, you just keep on having girls, daughters, as many daughters as possible. Narada Maharshi won't come anywhere nearby, he said. He won't get anywhere closer. So that was the remedy for the problem. So Brahma says to them that Brahma gave this idea to him that if you want to keep sannyasis away from anywhere nearby, then create as many girls as you want and they will go. They won't come anywhere nearby. Daksha also thought that's a good idea. So straight away he had 60 daughters. 60 daughters Daksha had. And since then, they never seen Narada Maharshi anywhere nearby. Narada Maharshi didn't turn up anywhere close by. So, if he comes again here, we'll get him married to one of the girls. And then what will he do after that? So, this was the plan. And Narada Maharshi lost in that issue, Narada Maharshi lost to Daksha. So, these 60 girls who were born from Daksha, their names are mentioned there. Aditi, Didi, Daha, Kashta, Sura, Ila, all these 60 names they are mentioned there. In there, from Aditi came, Aditi had children and they are called Adityas. Adityas they are called. And so this Aditi's children, it is their story what is discussed in the Bhagavatam first. Their Vamshavarnana, their part. And out of them, 12 of them were very important. They are called Dwadasha Aditya. Dwadasha Aditya. 12 Adityas who are Aditi's children. If you go into Vrindavanam, you will see there Dwadasha Aditya Tila near that Madan Mohan temple where Dwadasha Adityas worship Krishna there. So, among those 12 Dwadasha Adityas, one of them, his name is Toshtava. This Toshtava's son is Vishwaroopa. And Vishwaroopa's mother is not from the Aditi's family. They are not from the demigods. They are actually from the demons. It so happened. Vishwaroopa's mother happened to be Asura woman. So, but the demigods still accepted Vishwaroopa as their spiritual master. At that time, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question, why did that happen? Because generally, demigods, they are very aristocratic people they are. And they would not accept somebody from the demonic family as their spiritual master. Why did such a situation happen? So that was the question from Parikshit to Shukabrahmashi. So when he asked that question, that this person, Vishwaroopa, who is gone from an asuric woman, asuric nature, how he was accepted as a spiritual master by the demigods. This question came up. And so Shukabrahmashi told Parikshit that just happened. Couldn't help it. They couldn't help. That's how it happened. Why did that course going to happen now? So talked about it. In one instance, Brihaspati came to see Indra. And he wanted to see his children, his disciples who are in the demigods. They were sitting in the Indra's Sabha, Indra's assembly, and they were listening to music and they were engaged in various discussions. Everything was going on there. When Brihaspati walked in to that place, knowing very well who he is, Indra should have first got up from his seat and welcomed him, paid his respects to him, and received him properly. Instead, what did Indra think? Indra thought, it is Indra's misfortune. He thought that this Brihaspati, we are paying him, we are maintaining him. Therefore, why should I get up when he comes? He started thinking like that. This is the way his thinking went. That's his misfortune.
Braspati walked in, and Indra thought, we pay him and keep him as our spiritual master. We are looking after him. We provide him everything for him. And so why should I get up? After all, we are paying him. Isn't it? So when he said like thought like this, and didn't get up from his seat, didn't offer any respects to him, Braspati understood that things have gone wrong. Seriously wrong there. Without saying one word, Braspati left the place and walked out from there. And went and disappeared. They couldn't find out where Braspati has gone. Braspati is generally referred to as Jupiter, the planet. And the planet disappeared and they couldn't find. In the astrology also, there's a calculation. In the 12th house, if Jupiter enters into the 12th house, is considered to be particularly bad for the person. So that is from the astrological side. But here, you can see Braspati's disappearance has caused a great problem. Indra started looking for Braspati. He realized it, that I've done a mistake. And Braspati is upset. And if Braspati is upset, means that Braspati can curse them. And if our opposite side, that is Didi's children, who are inimical to Aditi's children, they are the demons, if they get to know that I have broken up with my spiritual master, they'll take advantage of that and they'll come and attack us. So knowing all these things, Indra wanted to patch up with Braspati, and looking for Braspati, couldn't find him anywhere. That is what has happened. So, and because he's left there, at this point in time, the enemies, the asuras or the demons, their spiritual master is Shukracharya, is it not? Shukracharya is their spiritual master. And they started taking complete shelter of Shukracharya for their support. So, and you can see how our own actions comes back in another way. Now, in this sixth canto, we talked about Ajamila's story. And it's another instance, Poshanam is the topic that is discussed in the sixth canto. Poshanam means, no matter what mistakes we do in this world, lot of mistakes, and whatever we have done here, if everything goes wrong in life, still, if one takes to Krishna shelter, there is a possibility of escaping from the disasters. To show to us, first they showed us the life of Ajamila in this planet, who suffered due to his sinful reactions and heavily paid a very high price for it. But at the end, due to taking Krishna shelter, he got back from the spiritual world. Similarly, now we are going to see an incident, what happened in the heavenly planets. This is where the demigods and the demons, they were fighting each other and for the supremacy. And demigods were trying to control with the help of Braspati. They were ruling the heavenly planets. And now an opportunity has come for the demons to attack. Their spiritual master Shukracharya is as powerful as Braspati. And they were giving the proper guidance and help for the demons. So knowing very well that Indra has fallen apart with Braspati, Shukracharya and the demons were trying to take advantage of the situation. Somehow or the other, demigods went to Lord Brahma and told them what has happened. Brahma told them, well, what has happened, that you require somebody to guide you in your daily life. And therefore, the only person whom I can think about is Vishwarupa. As I mentioned before, Vishwarupa's mother is from the demoniac race. Toshtav's son he is, but somehow it's Toshtav married a woman from the demonic family, and from that, Vishwarupa was born. So, Brahma is giving this advice to them, that go to Vishwarupa and take his shelter and invite him to become your spiritual master. So, and Vishwarupa is a person who is not particularly bothered about anything. He didn't have any desire also to become the spiritual, to become the guru of the demigods. But however, because demigods have come and pleaded, begged him to take that position, he accepted that. And therefore, Vishwarupa became their spiritual master, their spiritual master. So, Vishwarupa became the acharya of the demigods, and instructed Narayana Kavacham to demigods, and following that Narayana Kavacham, they managed to fight against the demons and stay in the position. It was at that time that Parikshit Maharaj asked Shubhra Maharshi, "I would like to hear that Narayana Kavacham," he said to them. And so, in order to defeat that demons, the demigods chanted Narayana Kavacham and successfully defeated the demons. And demoniac tendencies is there in all of us, in all of us. And when things are not favorable, we tend to commit demoniac activities. We tend to act demoniac way in this world. For example, we are supposed to be respectful to everybody, to the demigods, to the parents, to the spiritual master, and to everybody. But if we commit offenses and upset them, and when we are weak, it is at that time the demons will attack us. Demons means the poor qualities like envy, anger, greed, lust, and pride. These are the demons. They attack us at that time. So that is the asura swabhav, demonic nature, and that is what spoils our mind. And therefore, at that time, we won't offer respect to those who deserve respect. Not only that, we may even insult them when these qualities, when these habits develops inside our heart. So, that is called asuric nature. Asuric nature will build up in us. And that will become a cause of our degradation. Cause of our degradation. So, when such a situation happens, when we are infected with the lower modes of nature or by this asuric nature, in such a situation, if you chant this Narayana Kavacham, it will develop sattvigam or goodness in a person, and mind will become more clear and will become purified. And that is what this, and that asuric nature will leave us. And therefore, Narayana Kavacham is chanted for that purpose. It is good for that. And that is what this next chapter, Narayana Kavacham, is the 8th chapter. Let us read that.
Ashtame Vishwarupastu Varma Narayana Atmagam Indraya Prahayenindro Gupto Daityanatha Jayalam.
Vishwarupa instructed Narayana Kavacham to Indra, and Indra, with the help of this Narayana Kavacham, fought against the Asuras and won over them.
Shri Rajavaja Yaya Gupta Sahasraksha Savahan Ribusai Nigan Kridan Divavinir Jitya Trilokya Bubuje Shriyam Bhagavan Tanmahakyahi Varma Narayana Altmagam Yadha Adadaina Shatrun Yena Gupto Jayanmrithe Shri Shukavajam
Vrita Purohidastvastro Mahindraya Anuprachate Narayana Khyam Varmaha Tadidehaiga Tadideha Mana Shruno Vishwarupa Uvaja Daudhangrivani Rajamyam Sabavitra Udang Mukha Kridaswanga Karanyaso Mandrabhyam Vagyada Shuchi Narayanamayam Varma Sannahil Bhayamagade Padayor Januno Urur Urudare Hridyadorasi Mukheshrasyanu Burvyam Omkaradini Pinyasel Om Namo Narayana Yedi Vibhajayatha Vibhajayamatha Piva Karanya Samdana Kuryal Dwadashakshara Vidyaya Pranavadiyakarandam Angulyam Gushtavarvasum
നസേദ്വയമോങ്കാരം വികാരമനുമൂർധനി ഷകാരം ദുബ്രുവോന്മധ്യ നകാരം ശിഖയാ ദിശയിൽ വേകാരം നേത്രയുരുഞ്ചൻ അകാരം സർവസന്ധിഷു മകാരമസ്ത്രമുദ്ദിശ്യ മന്ത്രമൂർത്തി ഭവേൽഭുതാഹ സവിസർഗം ഭടം തന്തൽ സർവദിക്ഷു വിനിർദ്ദിശേൽ ഓം വിഷ്ണവേ നമ ഇതി ആത്മാനം പരമം ധ്യായേൽ ധ്യേയം ഷൽബ് ശക്തി മുറിയുധം വിദ്യാദേജസ്തപോമൂർത്തി ഇമം മന്ത്രമുദാഹരേൽ ഓം ഹൈർവിദധ്യാത്മമം സർവരക്ഷം ന്യസ്താംഗ്രിപത്മപദകേന്ദ്രപൃഷ്ടേ ദരാരിചർമാസികദേഷു ചാപപാശാന്തധാനുഷു ഗുണോഷ്ടബാഹോ ജലേഷു മാം രക്ഷതു മത്സ്യമൂർത്തിർ യാദോ ഗണേഭ്യോ വരുണസ്യ പാശാൽ സ്ഥലേഷു മായാവടു വാമനോവ്യാൽ ത്രിവിക്രമഖേവതു വിശ്വരൂപാം ദുർഗേഷടവ്യാജ്മുഖാദിഷു പ്രഭു പായാൽ നൃസിംഹോസുരയൂഥപാരി വിമുഞ്ചതോ യസ്യ മഹാട്ടഹാസം ദിശോ വിനേദുർ നിപതംശ്ചഗർഭാഃ രക്ഷത്ത സോമാധ്വനി യജ്ഞകൽപ സ്വദ്വഷ്ടയോ നീതതരോ വരാഹ രാമോ ദ്രിഗൂഢേഷുത വിപ്രവാസേ സ ലക്ഷ്മണോ വ്യാൽ ഭരതാഗ്രജോസ്മാൻ മാമുഗ്രധർമാദഖിലാൽ പ്രമാദാൻ നാരായണ പാതു നരശ്ചഹാസാൽ ദത്തസ്വയോഗാദതയോഗനാഥ പായാൽ ഗുണേശക്കബിലക്കർമ്മബന്ധാൽ സനൽ കുമാരോ വധു കാമദേവ ദയശീർഷാമാം പതിദേവ ഹേളനാൽ ദേവർഷിവര്യ പുരുഷാർച്ചനാന്തരാൽ കൂർമോ ഹരിർമാം നിരയാൽ അശേഷാൽ ധന്വന്തരിർ ഭഗവാൻ പാത്തുപദ്ധ്യാൽ ദ്വന്ദ്വാൽമയാ ഋഷഭോ നിർജിതാത്മാ യജ്ഞശ്ച ലോകാദവദാ ജനാന്താൽ ബലോഗണാൽ ക്രോധവശാത് അഹീന്ദ്രാം ദ്വൈപായനോ ഭഗവാൻ അപ്രബോധാൽ ബുദ്ധസ്തു പാഷണ്ഡഗണാൽ പ്രമാദാൽ കൽക്കിക്കലേകാലമനാൽ പ്രഭാതു ധർമാവനായൊരു കൃതാവതാരാ മാം കേശവോഗതയാ പ്രാതരവ്യാൽ ഗോവിന്ദമാസംഗമാത്തവേണു നാരായണ പ്രാണമുദാത്ത ശക്തിർ മധ്യന്തിനേ വിഷ്ണുരി അരീരുവാണി ദേവോപരാനേ മധുഹോഗ്രതന്വാ സായം ധൃതാമാവതു മാധവോ മാം ദോഷേ ഹൃഷീകേശമുദാർദ്ധരാത്രേ നിശീതമേകോ വധു പത്മനാഭ ശ്രീവത്സധാമാപരരാത്രമീശ പ്രത്യൂഷമീശോസി ധരോ ജനാർദ്ദന ദാമോദരവ്യാധനു സന്ധ്യം പ്രഭാതേ വിശ്വേശ്വരോ ഭഗവാൻ കാലമൂർത്തി ചക്രം യുഗാന്താനലദിഗ്മനേമി ഭ്രമൽ സമന്താത് ഭഗവത് പ്രയുക്തം ദ്വിദന്തധിരിരൈ സൈന്യമാശു കുക്ഷം യഥാവാതസഖോ ഹുദാശാം ഗദേശനുസ്പർശന വിസ്ഫുലിംഗേ നിഷ്പിണ്ടി നിഷ്പിണ്ഡിചിത പ്രിയാസി കൂഷ്മാണ്ഡവയ്യാനകയക്ഷരക്ഷോ ഉദഗ്രഹാം ചൂർണയ ചൂർണയാരി ത്വം യാതുദാന പ്രമദ പ്രേതമാതൃ പിശാച വിപ്രഗ്രഹ ഘോരദൃഷ്ടീൻ ധരേന്ദ്ര വിദ്രാവയ കൃഷ്ണപൂരിതോ ഭീമസ്വനേരേ ഹൃദയാനി കമ്പയൻ ത്വം ദിഗ്മധാരാസിവരാരി സൈന്യം ഈശപ്രയുക്തോ മമ ചിന്തി ചിന്തി ചക്ഷുംഷിധർമ്മചന്ദ്രശാദയുഷാമഘോനാം ഹരപാപചക്ഷുഷാം യന്നോഭയം ഗ്രഹേഭ്യോ ഭൂൽകേതുഭ്യോ നൃഭ്യമേവ ച സരീസ്രവേഭ്യോ ദംഷ്ടിഭ്യോ ഭൂതേഭ്യോ മഹോഭ്യമേവ വാ സർവാണ്യേതാനി ഭഗവാൻ നാമരൂപാസ്ത്രകീർത്തനാൽ പ്രയാന്തു സംശയം സദ്യോ യേന ശ്രേയപ്രദീപക ഗരുഡോ ഭഗവാൻ സ്തോത്രസ്തോ സ്തോഭഛന്ദോമയ പ്രഭു രക്തത്വശേഷകൃച്ഛ്രേഭ്യോ വിശ്വക്സേന സനാമഭി സർവാപദ്ഭ്യോ ഹരിർനാമം രൂപായാനായുധാനി ന ബുദ്ധീന്ദ്രിയമന പ്രാണൻ പാന്തുപാർഷദഭൂഷണ യഥാഹി ഭഗവാനേവ വസ്തുത സദസച്ചയൽ സത്യനാശേന സർവേ യാതുനാശമുപദ്രവാഹ യഥേകാത്മാനുഭാവാനാം വികൽപരഹിതസ്വയം ഭൂഷണായുധലിംഗാഖ്യം ദത്തേ ശക്തിസ്വമായ തേനൈവ സത്യമാനേന സർവജ്ഞോ ഭഗവാൻ ഹരി പാതു സർവേ സ്വരൂപേർന്ന സദാ സർവത്ര സർവക വിധിക്ഷൂ ദിക്ഷൂർധ്വമദ സമന്താന്തർബഹിർഭഗവാൻ നാരസിംഹ പ്രഹാവയം ലോകവയം സ്വനേന സുതേജസ ഗ്രസ്തസമസ്തേജാഃ ഭഗവം മഖവന്ദിതമാഖ്യാതം വർമ്മ നാരായണാത്മകം വിജേഷ്യസ്യഞ്ജസായേനദം ശിതോസുരയൂഥവാൻ ഏതദ്ധാരയമാണസ്തു യം യം പശ്യതി ചക്ഷുഷ പദാവാസംസ്പൃശേൽ സദ്യ സാധ്വസാത്സവിമുച്യതേ
നകുതശ്ചിൽഭയം ദസ്യ വിദ്യാം ധാരയതോ ഭവേൽ രാജരസ്യ ഗൃഹാദിഭ്യോ വ്യാഘ്രാദിഭ്യശ്ച കർഹിച്ചിൽ ഇമാം വിദ്യാപുരാം കശ്ചിൽ കൌശികോധാരയൻ ദ്വിജ യോഗധാരണയാ സ്വാംഗം ജഹൌ സമരുധധ്വനി തസ്യോപരി വിമാനീന ഗന്ധർവപതിരേകത യയൌ ചിത്രരശ്രീ വിവൃതോ ദൂ വൃതോ യത്ര ദ്വിജക്ഷയ ഗഗനാധിപതൽ സദ്യ സവിമാനോഹ വാക്ഷിര സവാലഖില്യാവചന അസ്തീന്യാദായ വിസ്മിത പ്രാസ്യ പ്രാജീ സരസ്വത്യാം സ്നാത്വാ ധാമ സമന്വഗാൽ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച യ ഇമം ശൃണുയാൽ കാലേ യോ ധാരയതി ജാതൃത തം നമസ്യന്തി ഭൂതാനി ഉച്യതേ സർവതോ ഭയാൽ ഏതാം വിദ്യാമതിഗതോ വിശ്വരൂപാശതക്രതോ ത്രൈലോക്യലക്ഷ്മീം ഭുഭുജേ വിനിർജിത്യമൃതേ സുരാൻ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ദേ നാരായണവർമ്മകഥനം നാമ അഷ്ടമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So that chapter, eighth chapter, is Narayana Kavacham. Considered to be very, very special Narayana Kavacham. One washing his feet and legs, purifying his body, and sits and read that chapter, turning towards the north. And remembering Krishna, if you read that chapter once. There are so many rules attached to that Narayana Kavacham, Nyasam it's called. And to understand all that Nyasam and to chant Narayana Kavacham is pretty difficult. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's only spoken that the proper way to chant Narayana Kavacham is with Nyasam, Karan Nyasam. So many Nyasams mentioned there. But Bhagavatam saying that at least if you read that chapter and remember that Narayana Kavacham, and in many difficult situations it can protect us, particularly the influence of the planets and other living entities and from the material nature, in several instances like that, that where we have problems from the world. In such situations, Narayana Kavacham is capable of protecting us. That's all it means. But we have, when we discussed the Narayana Kavacham before, we mentioned that also, that the Yadahi Bhagavaneva Vasudha Sadasa Chayel Satya Nanina Sarve Yandunasham Upadravaha. That is the key message there. Yadahi Bhagavaneva Vasudha Sadasa Chayel സത്യേ നാനീന ന സർവേ യാന്തുനാശ ഉപദ്രവാഹ. That means, when we are thinking about the problems from other living entities, from the world, material nature, prakriti and all that, if we realize that Krishna is present in those living entities as well, and if you are able to realize Krishna's presence in everything in this world, then there will be no enemies and there will be no problems. Yadahi Bhagavaneva Vasudha Sadasa Chayal Satye Nanena Nasarve Yandunasha Upadravaha. That is the way to come out of the problems. The way to think that not that, oh, all my enemies should be killed and I should be protected. No. Actually, only Krishna is present everywhere. There is no enemy, there is no friend either. It is that one absolute truth, Krishna, who is present in all living entities, in one form or the other, different dress, that's all. But inside the vastu is the same. If that realization comes, then there will be no friend, there will be no enemy either. So that is why that verse is saying, Yadahi Bhagavaneva Vastuda Sat Asat Achayal Sat Asate, everything is Bhagavan, Krishna himself. Yadahi Bhagavaneva Vastuda Sat Asat Achayal Satya Nanina na Sarve. If this Satyam is realized, Yandu Nasha Upadravaha, there will be no problem anymore from anybody, because if you are seeing the same vastu, same spirit in every living entity who is within yourself and in all other living entities, how can anybody create difficulties for us? That means to remove that avidya from inside and to perceive Krishna's presence everywhere. That's all basically the purpose of Narayana Kavacham, and that is the principle involved in that. Then in the next chapter, Navame Visharubetu Hate Shakrena Kopata Tvashtva Cholpa Adide Vratre Bideir Devair Hare Studi. Indra got upset with Visharupa now. First he got upset with Brihaspati, and Brihaspati gone. Now Indra gets upset with his new spiritual master. He's changing his gurus all the time. Changed his guru again. Got another one, Visharupa now. And he killed him this time. The last one he let him go. This one he killed him. And then Tvashtav created Vritra, Vritrasura at that time. And in order to kill Indra, Tvashtav got upset because it is son Visharupa was killed. Tvashtav got upset with Indra and he decided to kill him. And for that, from the sacrifice, he created Vritrasura. And seeing Vritrasura, the demigods got so frightened and they took Krishna's shelter again. That is the next chapter. Shri Shuka Vacha Tasya San Visharupasya Shiram Sitrini Bharata Soma Bidam Sura Bidam Annadam Idi Shishruma Savai Brakshi Devebhyo Bhagam Pratyakshamuchagai Avadadhyasya Pidaro Deva Saprashrayam Nrupaha. Sa Eva Hidadau Bhagam Parokshama Suran Prati Yajamano Hal Bhagam Madrasnehavashanugaham Taddeva Helanam Tasya Dharmaligam Sureshwara Alakshadrasa Bhidam Tachirshanyachinadrusham Soma Bhidam Doyatasya Shiramasil Kapinjala Kalavingam Sura Bhidam Annadam Yelsatitiri Brahmahatyamanjalinam Jagrahayadavishwara Samvalsarande Tatakham Bhutanam Savishuddhaye Bhumyam Budramayoshilbhyam Chadurdha Pibajaldhari Bhumisturiyam Jagraha Khadapuravarenavai Irinam Brahmahatyaya Rubam Bhumo Pradrishyate Turiyam Chedavirohena Varena Jagrahurudruma Tesham Niryasarubena Brahmahatya Pradrishyate Shashwal Kamavarenam Turiyam Jagrahostriya Rajo Rubena Daswam Ho Masi Masi Pradrishyate Dravya Bhuyo Varena Vasturiyam Jagrahur Malam Tasubudbudbudavena Abhyam Drishtam Dhradikshivan Hadavutrasadatrushta Juhavendra Eshatrave Indra Shatro Vivardhasva Majiram Jahividvisham Athan Athanvahari Vajana Uttido Ghoradarushana Kradantam Ivalavakanam Yuganda Samaye Yatha Vishag Vidvardhamananda Vishmatram Dine Dine Dagdashaila Pradigasham Sandhya Abhraniga Varchasam Sandhya Abhraniga Varchasam Tapta Tamrashikashmashram Adhyanarko Ugralochanam Bedipyamane Trishige Shulamaru Pirodasi Nirtindamunadandam Ja Chalayandam Padamahim Dari Gambhira Vaktrayana Pibadajana Bhastalam Lihadajihvayarkshani Grasada Bhuvanatrayam Mahada Raudradam Shtrena Jrambhamanam Muhur Muhu Vitrasta Dudravarloga Vichya Sarvadishar Sarve Dishodisha Yena Vrudami Meloga Tamasatva Ashtamurthina Savai Vritramidi Prokta Papa Paramadaruna Tam Nijagna Vidrutya Sagana Vibhudarshabha Swai Swai Divyasa Shastrauge Sograsal Tani Krilsnasha Tataste Vismida Sarve Vishanna Grasta Dejasa Pratyanjamadi Purusha Upadastu Samahida Deva Uchu Vayam Baragni Bakshadaya Striloga Brahmadayo Ye Vayamudvijanda Vaya Vahamayasme Bilimanda Goso Bibedi Yasma Dharanam Tadona Abhismidam Du Paripurnagamam Svenaivala Bhena Samam Prashandam
വിനോപസർപ്പത്യപരം ബിഹിപാലിഷ ശ്വലാങ്കുലേനാതിതിതർത്ത് സിന്ധും യസ്യോരു ശൃംഗേ ജഗതീം സുനാവും അനുര്യത അപദ്യതാര ദുർഗം സയവനസ്ത്വാഷ്ടപയാ ദുരന്താൽ ത്രാതാശ്രിതാൻ വാരിചരോപി നൂനം പുരാ സ്വയംപൂര വിസംയമാപസ്തിതീർണവാദോർമിരവൈ കുരാളൈ ഏകോരവിന്ദാൽപതിതസ്തതാരം തസ്മാദ്ഭയാദ്യേന സനോസ്തു ഭാര യമേകമീശോ നിജമായയാന സസർജതയാനുസൃജാമ വിശ്വം വയം നയസ്യാപി പുരസമീഹതം പശ്യാമലിംഗം പ്രതകീശമാനിന യോ ന സപത്നേ ഭൃഷവർമദ്യമാനൻ ദേവർഷിവിദ്യം ഋഷുനത്യമേവ കൃതാവതാരസ്ഥനിസ്വമായയാത്മസാൽപാതിയുഗേയുഗേജ തമേവ ദേവം വയമാത്മദൈവതം പരം പ്രധാനം പുരുഷം വിശ്വമന്യം പ്രജാമ സർവേ ശരണം ശരണ്യം സ്വാനാം സനോ ദാസ്യദിശം മഹാത്മാ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഇതി തേഷാം മഹാരാജ സുരാണാമുപതിഷ്ഠതാം പ്രതീച്യാം ദിശ്യഭൂതാവി ശംഖചക്രഗദാധരം ഗദാധര ആത്മതുല്യേഷോടശമീർ വിനാശ്രീവത്സകൗസ്തുഭം പരിവാസനമുദ്രം മുന്നിദ്രം ശരദം ബ്രുഹേക്ഷണം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ തമവനോ സർവം ഈക്ഷണാഹ്ലാദ വിക്ലവ ദണ്ഡവൽപതിതരാജൻ ശനൈരുത്തായ തുഷ്ടവോ ദേവാവൂചു നമസ്തേ യജ്ഞവീര്യായ വയസേ ഉതതേ നമ നമസ്തേ ഹ്യസ്യചക്രായ ന സുപുരുഹൂതഹേ യഥേഗതീനാം തൃസൃണാമീശിതം പരമം പദം അർവാചീനോ വിസർഗസ്യ ദാതവേദിതുമർഹതി ഓം നമസ്തേസ്തു ഭഗവാൻ നാരായണ വാസുദേവാദിപുരുഷ മഹാപുരുഷേ മഹാപുരുഷ മഹാനുഭാവ പരമമംഗള പരമകല്യാണ പരമകാരുണിക കേവലം ജഗദാധാര ലോകൈകനാഥ സർവേശ്വര ലക്ഷ്മീനാഥ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകൈ പരമേണാത്മയോഗ സമാധിനാം പരിഭാവി പരിഭാവിതസ്ഫുട പാരമഹംസ്യധർമ്മേണാഘടിതതമം കപാടദ്വാരേ ചിത്തേവാവൃത ആത്മലോകേ സ്വയം ഉപലബ്ധ നിജ സുഖാനുഭവോ ഭവാൻ ദുരവബോധമിവതവായ വിഹാരയോഗോ യത് ശരണോ അശരീര ഇതമനവേക്ഷിത ആത്മ ഇക്ഷിതാസ്മൽ സമവായം ആത്മദൈവാവിക്രിയമാണേന സഗുണമഗുണം സൃജസി പാസി ഹരസി അഥ തത്ര ഭവാൻ കിം ദേവദത്തവതി ഗുണവിസർഗപതിതം പാരതന്ത്രേണ സുഹൃത കുശലാകുശലം ഫല ഉപാദദാത്യാഹോസ്വിതാത്മാ രാമ ഉപശമശീലം സമഞ്ജസദർശനം ഉദാസ്തം ഇതിഹ വാവന വിദാമ നഹി വിരോധമുഭയം ഭഗവത്യ പരിഗണിത ഗുണഗണേ ഈശ്വരേ അനവഗാഹ്യ മഹാത്മ്യേ വാചീന വികൽപ വിതർക്ക വിചാര പ്രമാണാവാസകുതർക്കശാസ്ത്ര കലിലാന്തം കരണാശ്രയം ദുരവഗ്രഹവാദിനാം വിവാദാനവസര ഉപരത സമസ്തമായാമയേ കേവല ഏവ ആത്മമായാം അന്തർധായകോ അന്വർത്ഥവും ദുർഘട ഇവ ഭവതി സ്വരൂപദ്വയാഭാവാൽ സമവിഷമമദീനാം മതമനുസരസി യഥാരജ്ജുഗണ്ഡ സർപ്പാതിഥിയാം സ ഏവ ഹി പുനഃസർവസ്തുനി വസ്തുസ്വരൂപ സർവേശ്വര സകല ജഗൽകാരണകാരണഭൂത സർവപ്രത്യേകാത്മത്വാൽ സർവഗുണാഭാസോപരക്ഷിതം ഏകമേവ പര്യവശേഷിത അതഹ വാവത മഹീമ അമൃതരസ സമുദ്ര വിപ്രുഷാ സുകൃതവലീഢയാ സ്വമനസി നിഷ്യന്തമാന അനവരത സുഖേന വിസ്മാരിത ദൃഷ്ടശ്രുത വിഷയ സുഖലേശാഭാസ പരമഭാഗവത ഏകാന്തിനോ ഭഗവതി സർവഭൂതപ്രിയ സുഹൃത സുഹൃതി സർവാത്മനി നിതരാം നിരന്തരം നിർവൃതമനസക്കതമുഹവാ ഏതേ മധുമധന പുനഃസ്വാർത്ഥകുശല ആത്മപ്രിയ സുഹൃത സാധവസ്തുചരണാംബുജാനുസേവാം വിസൃജന്തി നയത്ര പുനരയം സംസാര പര്യാവർത്ത ത്രിഭുവനാത്മഭവനം ത്രിവിക്രമത്രനയന ത്രിലോകമനോഹരാനുഭാവത്തദൈവ വിഭൂതയോ ദിജ്യതനുജാതേശ്ചാവിതേഷാം അനുക്രമസമയോദ്ഭയമിതി സ്വാൽപമായ അസുരനരകമൃഗമിശ്രിത ജലചരാകൃതിവീര്യഥാപരാധം ദണ്ഡം ദണ്ഡധാതിതർത്ഥം ഏവമേനമപി ഭഗവൻ ജഹിത്വാഷ്ടമുദ ഇതി മന്യസേ അസ്മാകം ത്വാവഗാനാം തവ നതാനാം തദ തഥാമഹത്തവ ചരണനളിനയുഗളധ്യാനാനുബദ്ധ ഹൃദയ നികടാനാം സ്വലിംഗവിവരണേന ആത്മസാൽ കൃതാനാം അനുരഞ്ജിത വിശദ രുചിര ശിശിരസ്മിതാവലോകേന വികലിത മധുര മുഖരസാമൃതകുലയാ ചാന്തസ്താപവനകാർഹസി ശമയിതും അഥ ഭഗവം സവാസ്മാഖിര ജഗതുൽപത്തി സ്ഥിതിലേ നിമിത്തായമാനം ദിവ്യമായാ വിനോദസ്യ സകല ജീവനികായാനാം അന്തർഹൃദയേഷു ബഹിരബിജ ബ്രഹ്മ പ്രത്യേകാത്മസ്വരൂപേണ പ്രധാനം രൂപേണ ച യഥാ ദേശകാലദേഹാവസ്ഥാന വിശേഷം തദുപാദാനുപലംഭോക്തയാനുഭവത സർവപ്രത്യയ സാക്ഷിണം ആകാശശരീരസ്യ സാക്ഷാൽ പരബ്രഹ്മണം പരമാത്മനക്രിയാനിഹവ അർത്ഥവിശേഷോ വിജ്ഞാപനീയം സ്യാൽ വിസ്ഫുലിംഗാതിവിരുവ ഹിരണ്യരേതസഃ അതയേവ സ്വയം തദുകൽപ്പയാസ്മാകം ഭഗവത പരമഗുരോത്സവ ചരണശതശബലാശച്ഛായം വിവിധ വൃജിന സംസാര പരിശ്രമ ഉപശമനീം ഉപസൃതാനം വയം യൽഗാമേ നോപസാധിതാഃ അഥോ ഈശജിഹിത്വാഷ്ടം ഗ്രസന്തം ഭുവനത്രയം ഗ്രസ്താനിയേന നത്കൃഷ്ണ തേജാസ്യസ്ത്രായുധാനി ച ഹംസായ ഗ്രഹനിലയായ നിരീക്ഷകായ കൃഷ്ണായ ദൃഷ്ടശസേ നിരുപക്രമായ സൽസംഗ്രഹായ ഭവപാന്ത നിജാശ്രമാവപ്ത അന്ത്യേ പരീഷ്ടഗതയേ ഹരയേ നമസ്തേ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച അഥൈവ വീഡിതോ രാജൻ സാദരം ദൃദർശൈർഹരി സമൂഹസ്ഥാനമാകർണ്യം പ്രാഹത്താനഭിവന്ദിത ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച പ്രീതോഹം വസുരശ്രേഷ്ഠ മധുപസ്ഥാന വിദ്യയ ആത്മൈശ്വര്യസ്മൃതി പുംസം ഭക്തിശ്ചൈവ യയാമയി കിം ദുരാമം മയി പ്രീതേ തഥാ വിഭുതർഷഭ മയി ഏകാന്ത മുതിർന്നാന്യം മത്തോ വാഞ്ചതി തത്വവിൽ ത്വമേത കൃപണശ്രയം ആത്മനോ ഗുണം വസ്തുദൃക് തസ്യതാനിച്ഛതോ യച്ചേത് യദി സോഭി തഥാ വിധം സ്വയം നിശ്രേയസം വിദ്വന്നം വക്ത്യാജ്ഞായ കർമ്മ ഹി നരാതിരോഗുണോ ഭർത്യം വാഞ്ഛതോ ഹി വിഷക്തമ മഖവൻ യാതുഭദ്രം ബോധ്യധ്യഞ്ച ഋഷ്യസത്തമം വിദ്യാവൃത തപസ്സാരം ഗാത്രം യാചതമാ ചിരം സവാ അധികതോ മത്തി ദധ്യങ് അശ്വിഭ്യാം ബ്രഹ്മനിഷ്കളം യഥാ അശ്വശിരോ നാമ തയോരമരതാം വ്യഥാൻ ദധ്യം ഗർവണസ്തസ്തുഷ്ടേ വർമാഭേദ്യം മദാത്മകം വിശ്വരൂപായൽ പ്രാതാൽ തുഷ്ടായൽ ത്വമഥാസ്തദ യുഷ്മഭ്യം വ്യജിതോശുഭ്യം ധർമ്മജ്ഞോങ്കന ധർമ്മജ്ഞങ്കാനി ദാസ്യതി തദ്സ്ഥൈരായുധ ശ്രേഷ്ഠോ വിശ്വകർമ്മ വിനിർമ്മിത യേന വൃത്രശിരോഹർത്ത മത്തേജ ഉപബ്രംഹിത തസ്മിൻ വിനിഹദേയൂയ തേജോ അസ്ത്രായുധ സമ്പദ ഭൂയ പ്രാപ്സിത ഭദ്രംബോ നഹിം സന്ധിജമൽപരാൻ ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ഷഷ്ടസ്കന്ദേ നവമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ whole of Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but Krishna's mercy to the devotees. All through Bhagavatam, that is what you will find. And in this sixth canto, particularly, Vedavyasa Maharshi is saying that all those living entities who were created through what is known as Sargam and Visargam. If you remember, third canto is Sargam and fourth canto is Visargam. Through Sargam and Visargam, that is also Krishna's pastime. Sargam Visargam is Krishna's pastimes. Through that Sargam and Visargalila, Sargalila and Visargalila, through that, those living entities who are created by Krishna, where were they given their locations to stay? For example, you can see in the Panchamaskandam, in the fifth canto, spoke about these created living entities, certain species were given the middle planetary systems, like the human species. Certain animals, birds, plants, trees, they were all given the middle planetary systems. Demigods and higher species, they were given higher planetary systems to occupy in the within this creation itself. So, first through Sargam and Visargam, Krishna has created them, and then they were allocated certain places to live. Demigods to live in higher planets, human species to live in the middle planets, and the lower planets were occupied by the demonic species and those who are in the lower modes of nature. Lower modes of nature. Said, but all these living entities, whether in the higher planets, middle planets or the lower planetary systems, when
Krishna found them that they are not showing any interest to come out of their bondage and to realize the truth, when they had no interest in spiritual life, it was then that Krishna started these particular leela or pastimes called Poshanam. Poshanam is that particular leela of Krishna whereby in order to enthuse all living beings who were created to take advantage of their life in this world and to get back to their spiritual identity or to realize the truth, that opportunity. And that is how this Poshanam Leela has come, which is the sixth canto. So third canto is Sargam, primary creation. Fourth canto is Visargam, secondary creation. Fifth canto is the allocation of the different places for them to stay and their allotment for different living entities. And now in the sixth canto, having seen that they are not taking much interest in spiritual life, simply trying to maintain the body and live wherever they have been given the place to live, and passing their time in this way and passing through the cycle of birth and death, when Krishna saw that, he felt compassion for us. And he wanted to show to us, because what happened was, after creation, the living entities started their karma activity. With the influence of the karma, they created bondage. They bound themselves with their own karma and karma vasana, prarabdham, began with that. And no escape route from that. So seeing that situation, Krishna realized that unless there is some way of getting out of this, some opportunity for the conditioned souls to come out of this, Krishna, what is called as Poshanam, that leela has begun. And in that Poshana leela, the first example was Ajamila, a person who was highly educated in spiritual life, trained very well, due to some influence of the prarabdham, fell back into the lower state in his life. But due to Krishna's grace, Krishna's compassion, he managed to escape from here. And that is that beautiful story of Ajamila we have seen in the beginning of the sixth canto. Now we are going to see another incident in a similar way of another personality who have fallen into a similar situation in a different way. So, there we have mentioned there that karma creates vasana. Isn't it? Karma creates vasana. And this karma, propensity to do karma, is there in all of us. So you can see how we got entangled here. Krishna created all of us and different bodies based on our different modes of, using the three modes of material nature, these three kinds of living entities were created, those in goodness, those in passion, those in ignorance. But unfortunately, the human species were created in the modes of passion, rajogunaha karmaparaha and dukheja sukhamaninam. Therefore, because of the excessive presence of rajogunam in the human body, the tendency is always to act, work, 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 work. And this karma created bondage. Karma means vasana. Vasana means bondage. That is the way it works. So karma created karma vasana. Karma vasana developed into prarabdham. And due to that vasana reasons, we discussed yesterday how Ajamila, how vasana worked in his life. Vasana balal juhava narayana namagam sudam. That different vasanas we create inside us, all of us, different kinds of vasanas, and because of this vasana we are unable to get back to Krishna. Vasana is causing the problem, because lot of bad vasanas are built up inside. Durvasana, it is called Durvasana, and that is what is tying us down here. We are not getting attracted to Krishna. Rather, we get attracted to this world and to different kinds of karma and trying to enjoy the senses. This kind of attraction came to us due to the vasanas present inside. So, and in the process of that, due to that, we have even forgotten that, due to the influence of this vasana, we have even forgotten that who we are And that Antaryami presence inside is none else than Krishna. Even we have lost that identity as well. And due to that, due to our association with the material nature or due to the association with the Prakriti, what will happen now? Continuously taking birth and death. Birth and death. And we got caught up in the cycle of birth and death, and that cycle still continues. So in order to get that, in order to being caught up in this state, we have to get back our previous vasana. What was that? Our previous vasana was, we knew who we were. We were not this body, we are Atma, which is nobody different from Krishna, who is present within the heart as Antaryami. Is no different from him. So that is why that vasana has to be changed. The vasana what we have has to be changed. Therefore, it mentioned like that. Tulsmrdi vasana belal juhava narayana namagam sudam. That means, somehow or the other, that Tulsmrdi means, somehow or the other, Krishna has to think about us now. Krishna has to think about Tulsmrdi. Tulsmrdi means Krishna Smrdi. Krishna has to think about us. And Tul Kartrutral Smridihi. That Krishna is the Karta in everything, isn't it? He is the one who is doing everything. So that Smriti he has, not that our Smriti about Krishna, but Krishna thinking about us. That's what is required here. Tul Smriti Vasana Balal Juhava Narayana Namagam Sudam. So Krishna has to remember us. Krishna has to, that is what has been lost. In this process of repeated cycle and birth and death, and in this process of unlimited activities or karma, and unlimited vasanas that we have created, we have gone far away from Krishna. We have moved so far away from Krishna. Today, when we talk about Krishna, we start thinking, what is Krishna? We don't feel any relationship with Krishna. So far, so distant we feel, separated from Krishna, although he is present in everyone as Antaryami inside, but still we are so far away from him. So in order that has to go, the Antaryami inside himself has to show that grace and start remembering about us who have fallen away from the from that. That is what mentions there, that Tulsmrdi Vasana Balal Juhava Narayana Namagam Sudham. So, if it happens like that, mistakes have happened. And to get back to that state again, we have to come back to and take Krishna shelter again. And that process, we spoke about Ajamila's case about chanting the holy name. And that is what has happened to Ajamila, isn't it? So, without his knowledge, when Krishna showed the compassion to him, without his own knowledge, without his own endeavor, he chanted the holy name. Krishna showed the mercy to Ajamila, sent the Vishnu Dudas there, gave association to Ajamila. Due to that association with Vishnu Dudas, Ajamila, when he called his youngest son Narayana, Vishnu Dudas were sent there. That is Krishna's mercy. And due to that mercy, Ajamila got back his original consciousness, in other words. He got back his original consciousness. And from there, he started addressing Krishna and started chanting the holy name loudly. And finally, it ended up in his liberation. He went to Haridwar and then took completely Krishna's shelter, and finally he went back to the spiritual world. So, Kejil Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana Agham Dhunvandikar Snena Niharam Yo Bhaskara. Sugar Brahmarshi mentioned that earlier, in the beginning of that, isn't it? Some people followed the process of karmam, some people followed the process of jnanam, and some others
who did not have that capacity to follow the process of karmam or jnanam, they took the shelter of bhakti. They took the shelter of bhakti. So, and all the stories in the sixth canto is nothing but showing Krishna's compassion. Krishna's compassion. So, and you can see here, not only Ajamila story, then we have heard Daksha's story, isn't it? And Daksha also, after offending Lord Shiva, you would have never thought he will come back again. Is it not? The way he offended Shiva was such serious offenses he has done to Daksha. But in spite of all that, Daksha eventually took Krishna's shelter and Krishna gave him protection. And from his goat's head, he took away that, left that body, got back another better body, as expert he is called, and born as the son of great parentage, Prachetas. As Prachetas' children, Prachetas' son he was born, and again he was given the assignment of Daksha, of progeny creation as Daksha Prajapati, he comes back again. But even though all these things have happened, look at the vasana inside Daksha. That vasana, what he created previously against Lord Shiva, that still has not left him. That vasana, that enmity towards the Shiva, now it has turned towards Rishi Narada Maharshi. So offending great souls, great personalities, once that mentality builds up inside, it will keep growing and you will start offending people who are worthy of respect and worthy of worship, like Sri Narada Maharshi, like Vedavyas, like Lord Shiva. But instead of that, Daksha became inimical towards Sri Narada Maharshi. So Daksha is a typical example that once vasanas are built up inside, how difficult it is to wipe it out from inside. It doesn't go away easily. Somehow or the other, it will pop up somewhere and you'll go and do something wrong again, and again reactions will come from that. In order to teach us that, how that vasana works, that is why all these stories in the Bhagavatam. Ajamila story, now Daksha story, then you will see another story of Chitraketu story and Vritrasura story. All these things is Poshanam. This is all called Poshanam. Poshanam means, due to the power of strong vasanas inside, how we, not only us, many different living entities, how they continuously commit offenses and not offer respects to those who are worthy of worship and respect, not offering to them, and become offensive, and in that process gets bound again and again in the cycle of birth and death. To explain that, these stories in the Bhagavatam. That is the purpose of all these things. It's not that story we read something and something happens somewhere else. No, it has a purpose behind that. Poshana Leela is this, to show to us that these great personalities like Daksha, Ajamila and Chitraketu. Chitraketu was a great emperor, king. Daksha was a Prajapati, Brahma's direct son and disciple. And Ajamila was a very highly exalted Brahmana. If these three personalities, if they had to go through all these things, imagine an ordinary conditioned living entities like us, what we are creating every moment, and how careful we got to be. To understand that principle, these things are spoken here. So, as much power, suppose on the other hand, in the next canto you will see it. What is discussed is Uti. Utaya karma vasana, it says. That karma vasana in a person, this whole seventh canto, is all about vasana. Here what you find is the vasanas, bad vasanas, if it's created, how that will result, what will happen to that. Similarly, if good vasanas are created, how that also becomes a cause of redemption is the example of Prahlada story. So we'll come to that later. But so both these two vasanas, sadhu vasana and durvasana, good vasana and bad vasana,
In other words, good propensities and bad propensities, or good impressions and bad impressions, exist in everybody in different degrees. So, according to vasanas dictate our life and control our life all the time, at every moment. The way we act, the way we react to situations, everything is based on the vasana. So, here you can see Durvasana's power is what is being discussed here. And Daksha is an example of that. Daksha is an example of that. So, here, he has changed his body, but that hasn't changed the vasana. Body has changed, but vasana has not gone. So, because already Daksha has cultivated this offensive mentality of offending great souls. That mentality has cultivated. That is why he could go and offend Shiva like that. And that is what caused him to go and offend Sri Narada Maharshi like that. And so therefore, it is already in his blood, you could say, like that. And sometimes you can see that he won't agree with easily with that. He is like a prestige issue for him. Offering respects to Shiva means it's a prestige issue for him then. After all, he is my son-in-law, why should I offer respects to him? Not knowing Shiva's position. So he made a big mistake. Sri Narada Maharshi, a great devotee, and who gave sannyasam and who gave spiritual life to so many great personalities, he didn't care about Sri Narada Maharshi. He simply saw him as his enemy in his life. Therefore, so this prestige thing, Daksha is a representative of that. You see, sometimes people say, it's a prestige issue, they say. So, this Daksha is a typical example of this prestige business. So it is because of that only he tried to fight with Mahadeva, Lord Shiva, and in that process he got himself destroyed, isn't it? Now he has fought with Narada Maharshi, with Narada Maharshi. And what happened? That now he had 60 daughters he has got, and that 60 daughters has become his prarabdham then. 60 daughters has become his prarabdham. And these 60 daughters, he got them married. He got them all married, all these 60 daughters. You will see there. And what did Daksha say there? After that he is saying here, if you look at that 6th canto, you will see what Daksha had to say about that after the marriage. 5th chapter. What he says there. Daksha Vacha, 43 verse, the last but one, in the 5th chapter. Tandu krindanayan nastvam abhadramachara puna tasma logeshu te muda na bhaved brahmadapatam. Tandu krindanayan nastvam abhadramachara puna tasma logeshu te muda na bhaved brahmadapatam. That is the Daksha's realization from that. Daksha has realized that. Daksha is saying there that Tandukrandana, that is how he called Narada. You know what that means? What that means is very simple to explain that and easy to understand also. When we become householder, the tendency is first to have children. Then, after a while you think, it will be nice to have some grandchildren. And then, we want to get them married. First you want to get your sons married. Then we think, if we have some sons married, and then we are waiting to see when will the grandchildren will come. When the grandchildren come, then we want to get them married. And then, great-grandchildren will come from that. Isn't it? So, when this tandu, that is the tandu krandana means. Tandu means that thread, how it goes from one generation to another generation to another generation and taking pleasure from that. Such a great achievement in life. A few generations, you are in the middle in that link, somewhere in that Acharya Parampara, one link there in the middle. And feeling happiness from that. That is what is called Tantukrandayam. Householder will easily understand that. Sometimes you observe people, they will see, they won't leave it. They'll take great happiness from the children and then getting them married and bringing the grandchildren and coming with them and then organizing grandchildren's life after that. This way, this cycle will go. He has no time for spiritual life. He has no time because he is busy with this business. Tandukrandanam. That's what is called Tandukrandanam. So, he say, Daksha is saying this. Tandukrandanayannastu mabhadramajarapunaha tasma logeshu de mudha na bhaved brahmadapadam. That not to get caught up in this Tandukrandanam, he is saying there. So like a chain, link, one link, another link, another link, in that way, that if you have lot of sons and grandsons and daughters and granddaughters, and you are sitting on the top of all that, look at my empire, what I have created in this world, and feeling pleasure from that. This is called Tandukrandanam. So, and there is happiness there. Do you know that? He says to Narada Maharshi. He says this to Narada Maharshi. Narada, do you understand that happiness? You don't, do you? If you know that, you won't do this to me. That's what his argument is. So, and you have broken that Tandu. Tandu means that thread you have broken by sending them and giving them sannyasam and send them to the spiritual world. So, and Arundudam. And all that Tandu is painful now. They have all become very painful. Why? What has happened now? It's all right, he has got children and grandchildren, but they all started fighting each other. Is it not? Some of them married to Aditi. Aditi was one daughter, Didi was another daughter. And Aditi's children and Didi's children started fighting each other. That's why Daksha is singing that song. He says, Tandukrand, this is the life of every householder in this world. People think, oh, he's a very happy man, family life, fantastic, everything is going very well for him. Ultimately, it all ends up like this. There's nobody, Krishna had to go through this. What to talk about anybody else? Is it not? So, the real star, the reality of this world is what Bhagavatam is telling us. Not to get attracted by all these things. The earlier one comes to senses, and withdraw from this is intelligent. Whatever happened has happened. Nothing can be done. You can't undo it. But at least this understanding from Srimad Bhagavatam that this Tandukrandanam is not the solution to the problem. You know, because Daksha tried this, failed. Aditi had them. If you look from now on, in a few cantos, it's all about Daksha's children fighting each other. Is it not? That is how it happened. 7th canto, 8th canto is all that story only. Nothing else. Didi's children, Aditi's children fighting each other. And he is the senior most member sitting there and enjoying watching this. So this is how it ends up. The family life. All family life ends up like this. Nowhere there is any peace anywhere. It is an absolute truth. So, here he is saying here that Arundudam that Aditi's children were Aditya and Didi's children were Daityas. So Adityas and Daityas started fighting and that continued forever. Similarly, you will see that in the Mahabharata, if you read, in the beginning itself, you will see Kadru and Vinata, their children fighting each other. And imagine to be head of that family, where your children are constantly fighting each other. And this is the mistake Daksha has done. So, even though Krishna has given all facilities for Porshanam, Porshanam means to break up from this and to escape from here, but somehow or the other we make sure we don't get trapped in that, in Krishna's Porshanam. Instead trying to escape from that, somehow or the other come out of it and to escape into again to this Tandukrandanam. Instead of this Tandukrandanam. So, why do we do that? Because of the vasana inside. The vasana is so strong. inside. That is why Durvasana, if it is built up, to break away from that vasana is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. It is mentioned like this. Stri shudra tulkadha bishravana virahito asadam de dayarha tulpada sannayatan dijagula janushan handa shojam ashandan vrityartham deya jandi pratukatidham abhitvam anakarnayando dutva vidyabhijate kimunavitadade tadrishamma krithamam. This prestige, position, respect in this world, all these things are there in all species, in the particularly in the human species. And when that develops, what will happen? Sri Shudra Tulkadha Vishravana Virahito Masadam De Dayar. Then the tendency, particularly among the women, because the expansion happens in that way. The recognition in this world is when this relationship between man and woman comes together. It is from there householder life begins. Householder life means what? Position in the society, money, and all kinds of honor in this world. So, nowadays sannyasis also joined us, but it's not much different. But in proper understanding is that generally people do not have an opportunity to hear about Krishna. They haven't got a chance because they are involved in all these things. Sri Shudra Tulkadavi Shravana Virahito. They have no opportunity to hear the truth from the Shastram. Therefore, they require Krishna's special mercy. Asatamte Dayarha. Asatamte Dayarha. They specially deserve Krishna's grace. Krishna's mercy. Unless Krishna shows some special mercy to them, they will not come out of this. Tulpada Sannayadhan. And on the other hand, there are other people who have got an opportunity, who know what is the right thing, but won't do it. Tulpada Sannayadhan. They come closer to Krishna, but Dijagula Janushan Handa Shojam Ashandan. That they were born given good birth. They were given good training, spiritual training from the beginning. Like in the case of Ajamila. What happened to him? Dijagulajanusham handa shojam ashandan. They gone and got himself involved in so many things and created misery for themselves. Vrityartham theya jande. Brahmanas also, who had the most golden opportunity to develop spiritually. Because of the samskarams, because of all the education, because of the opportunity to develop spiritually, every possible ways. Vrityartham deyajande. At that time they are thinking, why not use this brahminical life for making money in this world? Vrityartham deyajande. Bahukadhidam abhitvam anadarnayando hrtva vidyabhijatye kimunavidhadade tadrishamma krithamam. That mentality, let that not develop in me, says Melpathur, says this in the Narayaniyam. He says, this mentality, that having given all other opportunity to develop spiritually, if I throw this away and simply develop life into a money-making, or simply for the purpose of recognition in this world. Some people are like, any amount of money you make, they are not satisfied. Unlimited. And never finished with that. That's one type. And some others, any amount of name and fame in this world, they are not satisfied. Where is the end? More, endlessly, isn't it? So, anakarnayando trutva vidyabhija tyekimana vidhadade. Don't make me one of them. Tadrishamma krithamam. Don't do that to me, says to Krishna. So, in this sixth canto is interesting to see this happening again and again and again. And if we look into our own life, you can see how we are also caught up in the same thing. Is it not? So, we'll continue after a few minutes.
ചേതോദർപ്പണമർജനം ഭവമഹ നവാഗ്നി നിർവാപണം ശ്രേയകൈതവ ചന്ദ്രികാ വിതരണം വിദ്യാവധൂ ജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുദിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദ പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മാസ്വപനം വരം വിജയതെ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം നാമകാരി ബഹുദാ നിജ സർവശക്തി തത്രാർപ്പിതാ നിമിതാ സ്മരണേന കാല ഏതാദൃശീ തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ മമാഭി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാ ജനിനാനുരാഗാഹ തൃണാരഭീഷുനീചൈന തരോരഭീ സഹിഷ്ണുന അമാനിനാമാനദേന കീർത്തനീയ സദാഹരി അധനം ന ജനം ന സുന്ദരിം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശകാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരീ ഭവതാ ഭക്തിരഹൈതുകി ത്വയി നന്ദതനൂജകിങ്കരം പതിതാമാംശമേ ഭവാംബുധോ കൃപയാ തവ പാദപങ്കജസ്ഥിതദൂളീ സദൃശം വിചിന്തയ നയനം ഗലദശ്രുധാരയാ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിര പുളകേർനിചിതം കഥാ വപോ തവ നാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി യുഗായിതം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായിതം ശൂന്യായിതം ജഗൽ സർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വിരഹേണ മേ അശ്ലിഷ്യവാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടു മാം അദർശനാം മർമഹതാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദധാതുലം മടോ മൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നൈവ നാപരാം.
So, we are discussing about the power of the vasanas inside, isn't it? How powerful they are. And fighting this vasana is life. Spiritual life is nothing but fighting this vasana. Krishna uses another word for that, svabhavam. Svabhavam is nothing but vasana. If you look into the 11th canto, Krishna will mention there, Svabhava Vijayam Shauryam Satyam Cha Samadarshanam. Svabhava Vijayam means that if you are succeed in fighting your vasanas and win over that is courage, Krishna says. He is a hero. He is the hero. Not the one who has gone and invaded the whole world and controlled the whole planet. He is not the hero. Krishna says one who fights his own vasana or one his own svabhavam, and he has succeeded in winning over that his own vasanas, he is Shura or Shauryam, heroic. Svabhava Vijayam Shauryam. Ekadashaskandam you will see this. Satyanja Samadarshanam. So you can see the power of vasanas in Bhagavatam is bringing us different personalities and presenting to us, this is what happened to this person, this is what happened to another person like this. So that you can look at it and see your own situations in life, how vasanas have controlled us all the way through in our dealings with this world. And that Durvasana is present in all of us, Durvasana and Sadvasana also, good vasana and bad vasana. Tadrishamma Kridhamam, that do not get victimized by that, and the protection from that vasana or shelter is Krishna. That is where Krishna consciousness, Krishna, to guide our intelligence in the right direction, not in the false way. And because everything is ultimately controlled by Antaryami inside. If he guides us in the wrong way, we'll go and do wrong things. If he guides us in the right direction, we'll go and do the right thing. It's equally, that is Sadvasana and Durvasana means that. So, that is why in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is mentions there, that you can see this Indra story now here, in the same way, Indra story. Look at Indra. Indra is supposed to be in the heavenly planets, the king there. And he's supposed to be in Satvaguna. But the vasanas are there in Indra also. That is why one after the other he goes and does everything wrong. Offends the insults and offends the spiritual master, Brihaspati.
Then the next one, Vishwarupa, his next spiritual master, cuts his heads off. Guruha, Brotherha, so many complaints about him. But Krishna's mercy, in spite of all that, Krishna is merciful to him. Is it not? Apichet sudhirajaro bhajademam ananyabhak sadureva samandavya samyang vyavasidohisa kshipram bhavati dharmalma shashvachandhim nigachari kaundeya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashari.
So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying there that
when people approach Krishna, then at least for Indra's position, everybody wants to be there. Indra's position, isn't it? The American president's job is nothing compared to Indra's position. This is only 4 years, isn't it? Whereas the time what Indra has is so long a time there. And we also, on our own life, we make mistakes. A lot of things goes wrong in our own life, like Ajamila has done. Not knowing, because in ignorance we act all the time. We didn't know that. Due to ignorance, we do wrong things. And you can see, due to our own vasana only, we are unable to chant the holy name. We are unable to chant or take it seriously. And so, rather than praying to Krishna not to make us like Ajamila, and instead of thinking about the Ajamila who became degraded due to the association with the prostitute, instead we have to say to Krishna to make us that Ajamila who chanted the holy name. Rather than making us that Ajamila who wanted to associate with the prostitute, that means misguided, went in the wrong direction. Is it not? When from Antaryami guides us in the wrong way, we will easily act in the wrong direction. After sense enjoyment, in other words, we'll forget Krishna and go after the wrong thing. But same Antaryami guided Ajamila to chant the holy name and put him in the right track also. So our prayer to Krishna is always to develop us in a way he has developed Ajamila in the right direction. And similarly, Daksha's case, that Daksha served Krishna and got Krishna's mercy. That is why when he offended Lord Shiva and got into serious trouble, ultimately he served Krishna and Krishna brought him back again in the right direction. So when we pray to Krishna, we have to say, pray in this way. Like the way you have guided Daksha and come to his senses and to become a devotee, make us in that way. Don't make us Daksha in the way he was before, offending all the great personalities and also committing sinful activities. Like the way Daksha did to Shiva and to Sri Narada Maharshi. Not to develop that mentality, what Daksha had in him, in us. And not to develop that mentality what Ajamila had in him, in us. Whereas it was corrected by Antaryami, both Ajamila and Daksha, and encouraged him into coming to the right track again. So that is the way the prayers are, always. Papoyam Krishna Ramedi Agila Nijapadam Duhidam Duscharitram. When you become a devotee also in this world, everybody rejects you. Isn't it? Devotees also reject you at some point. So all devotees will also reject you. Why? Pāpoyam Krishna Rāmedi. Because of the vasanas inside. Their vasanas will force them to act in one way or the other. Just because you got initiated or got a name, new name, and you are chanting Hare Krishna, doesn't mean vasanas have all gone. Vasanas have not gone. Their vasanas are still there in him. So, Pāpoyam Krishna Rāme Tagilavadi Nijam Guhidam Duscharitram. So, then what is the tendency? The tendency is that, he is chanting Hare Krishna, but he is not advanced. He is useless. And you start putting some people up, some people down. All this business starts. You are a devotee,
But still, you started deciding who is advanced and who is not advanced. You can see that tendency often.
Guhidam duscharitram.
And nirlajjasyasevanya bahudare kadime yadine vignithani. And if you start talking sense to them, they will block you. They don't want to listen to you. They will block you.
Nirlajjasyasevachan bahudare kadhani yanime vignithani.
Vigna means block. That means if you try to talk sense to them, they think that you are his enemy. And they try to push you out.
Bradame vandyashilo.
And in the family members also, sometimes, what they will do?
Vandyashilo nijakilasada vishnu mitham buthamste.
The family members always wants you to help them material life, in their material life. That's all family members want. That means a good social life with them, or economic development, sense gratification. If you are a part of that project, then family members will respect you. They will accept you, otherwise they won't. Suppose you say, oh, I've become a devotee, I've joined ISKCON or I've joined any other institution, and your so-called relations are all not going to be very happy about that. They look at it in a different way.
Bradame vandeshilo nijagila vilasa vishnu mittham buthamste.
Then what will happen? Nindandi. They will start insulting you.
Uchai hasanti.
When you see the beats bag and you are chanting Hare Krishna, he says, why are you wasting time? They will ask you that.
Nindandi uchai hasandi.
They will laugh at you loudly. And they will bring back all their logic and reasoning to show it to you that you are an idiot. That's how they will try to make out of you.
Nindandi uchai hasandi. Toi nihidaradim tadrishamma krithamam.
Do not make me one like that. That is the important message. Not to develop this offensive nature, to develop against the devotees, but even though they may turn against you and develop a wrong attitude. So all the time, this sixth canto is showing to us that our prayers to Krishna is always, make me like Ajamila, how you have brought him into the right track. Make me like Daksha, how you brought me into the right track. And make me like Chitrakedu, how you brought me into the right track. Now there's another story coming after this. Chitrakedu story. A king story, a Prajapati story, and a Brahmana story. Three things. Three different backgrounds. And all three of them got into trouble because of this. So our Indra... So, as when Shuka Brahmarshi is talking about these things, in his eyes, this Ajamila and Indra, there is not a big difference. As far as he is concerned, they are both nonsense. Because that's what they have done, isn't it? So, this Indra, first he offended his spiritual master, Brihaspati. Then, somehow the other Lord Brahma helped him to find another guru. And due to the help, with the help of that guru, who, Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa taught him this Narayana Kavacham, helped him. And with the help of Narayana Kavacham, he managed to get out of the trouble with the demons, from the demons. But Brahma told him that when they took Vishwarupa as their spiritual master, don't get too involved with Vishwarupa. Don't start analyzing about him to that extent. But Indra's ego would not allow. Indra started evaluating him. Who is this Vishwarupa? After accepting him as his teacher and after the job was done, he started thinking about him like that. So, Brahma told him, don't worry about Vishwarupa too much, whatever he does. Because being his mother, being from the Asurastri, from Asuric nature, there were certain things in Vishwarupa also. You have to remember, these, when we talk about Brihaspati and Shukracharya and Vishwarupa and all that, they are not in the sense spiritual masters like we talk about in the Parampara system. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are Purohits, like the priest. That's their role there. That's what they do.
they do all the priestly duties for them. So Brahma said to, Brahma told them, Indra, that do not take too much notice of Vishwaroopa's activities. Because if you start going in that direction, tomorrow you will fall out with Vishwaroopa also, you will be in trouble again. Already he told all these things. So, and Brahma even told him that you have already made blunders. When Brihaspati came to your assembly, you didn't even care to pay any offer any respects to him. So there you have committed a mistake. And that means people who are worthy of respect, if they are not offered respect, then that is a gross thing. That means it has its effect. And similarly, when we associate with people also in this world, sometimes we may have to deal with some devotees also, but better not to get too involved with their habits and their activities. Because sometimes you may think that, why are they like this and they are holding all these positions and all that? Why they are acting like that? Because it's our propensity to find that fault, but better not to go in that direction like Brahma told Indra. Brahma told Indra. Sometimes we see these faults in people and magnify that. That's also another problem. So that is the nature of that bad vasana inside. So, and Indra has also done exactly the same thing. What was the mistake Indra did? What Indra did was, Indra was told by Brahma, don't see any fault in that guru, Vishwaroopa. Don't see any fault in him. But Indra found a fault in him. What was the fault? Fault was this, that he was the priest for the sacrifice. Who? Vishwaroopa. So while performing the sacrifice, you have to chant this mantra, Indraya Swaha, Agnaya Swaha, Somaya Swaha. That means while making the offering in the sacrifice to the different demigods, to Indra, Agni, Somam, the moon, all of them. And when Vishwakarma was looking around, when Indra was not there, Vishwakarma made some offerings to his people also, because he has a connection through his mother to the demons. And this upset Indra, noticed that. He says there, Namujaye Swaha, Illulaya Swaha, these are all from the mother's side. So while making that offering to the Devagas, Agni, Indra, Chandra, Varuna and all that, who are the demigods for whom the sacrifice is meant for, some offerings Vishwaroopa, out of his attachment to his mother and mother's family, he made some offering to them as well. So you have to remember that he was born in that race. From mother's side, that's what you take. Mother's side, not from the father's side. From mother's side. So when the mother, Vishwaroopa's mother, knew that Vishwaroopa is going to be the priest for the demigods, mother was in a difficult situation because her sons are fighting with the demigods. Isn't it? Her sons are fighting with the demigods. So what she said was, she told Vishwaroopa, okay, if you want to take that job, you take it. I don't have any problem with that. But don't forget your family members. That means her brothers, who Vishwaroopa's mother is saying this. I mean Vishwaroopa's mother from the Asuric family. She said that in that position, even if you get as a priest of the demigods, do not forget about your mother maternal relationships from the mother's side. And my brothers, they are all these demons, Namucha, Illula, Viprachiti and all that mentions their names there. They are all my brothers. So, they are your uncle, aren't they? They are your uncle. So, you should not perform, when you are performing sacrifices for Indra, what are you doing actually? You are strengthening Indra to fight these uncles, your uncles, and kill them. That's the idea behind it. So when you go there and start doing that, and Vishwarupa was a very elevated person in this sacrifice business, performing sacrifices. So if you go there and do that, do not forget about my brothers who are here. So be careful while doing all those things. And that was inside him. That was inside him. And so what he did was, while performing sacrifices, he said, I'll perform everything for Indra and Chandra and Varuna. But without being noticed by Indra, I'll make some offerings to them also. To Namucha, Ilula, Viprajiti and others also. And that you will see there in the mentions there in the 6th canto, in that 7th chapter, how that was happening.
तद्विश्वरूपं भजदाशु विप्रं तपस्विनं त्वाष्टमथाद् मवन्दं सभाजितोर्थान् स विधास्य देवो यदि क्षमिषिद्धमुदास्य कर्म त्वद्विश्वरूपं भजदाशु विप्रं तपस्विनं त्वाष्टमथाद् भवन्दं सभाजितोर्थान् स विधास्य देवो उतास्य कर्म.
Indra was told these little things what Vishwarupa is doing, don't take serious note of it, just let it go through, don't worry about it. But Indra couldn't do it. And he didn't even think about it, that Brahma has told him this, not to take serious note of it. So, immediately what happened? Pulled his sword out. Who? Indra. Pulled his sword out. And what did he do? That is the 9th chapter. First verse itself. See the 9th chapter? Tas Shri Shuka Vacha, Namodhyay, 9th chapter, first verse. Tasya asan Vishwarupasya Shiramsi Trini Bharata Soma Bidham Sura Bidham Annadam Idi Shushruma. He says, this Vishwarupa had three heads, and all the three heads he cut off with the sword, with the head cut off. So, Indra says, that Vishwarupa was in meditation while performing his meditation, while performing the sacrifice. So when the spiritual master is in meditation, you go, it is easy to cut his head off. Isn't it? When the spiritual master is in meditation, it is easy, if you have the sword ready, to go and cut all his heads off. It's much easier at that time. So the three heads were cut off. And later on you will see in the 11th chapter, one verse there, where he mentions that see that 11th chapter in the 14th verse, he'll say that Drishtya Bhavan, in the Vritrasura's body, when he talks about Indra, he says, Brahmaha Guruha Bradraha Cha. Drishtya Bhavan me samavasti doripur yo brahmaha guruha bradraha cha drishtya nanodya aham asattama tvaya machula nirbhinna drishadrada chiral. That guruha braja, he has performed this, our what's his name, Indra has done very serious sinful things. What are they? Brahmaha Guruha Bradrahaja. Brahmahatya, Guruhatya, Bradrahatya. Three things. Brahmahatya, Guruhatya, Bradrahatya. Brahmahatya means killing a Brahmana. Guruhatya means killing the spiritual master. Brahmanatya means killing a brother. So three very serious crimes he has committed. Indra has committed. And all these three sinful activities have come back to Indra later. So now what can Indra do? You can't go back to Brahma because Brahma told him to not to bother, but he's gone and done it. He can't do anything about it. Isn't it? So if he goes to Brahma and tells Brahma that I have done all these things, it has come back like this. Brahma will say, what kind of person are you? I have told you not to take notice of Vishwarupa's actions, and now you, but you didn't listen to me. You committed all these things and now you suffer from that. He will say like that. So, I got you a spiritual guru and now you have finished him and you come here now. And so, in that case, he will have no answer, isn't it? He can't answer anything at that time. So, Bhagavatam is saying to us that if you keep on acting like this, recklessly, in this world, without following any discipline in life, without any control on things, that a stage will come, you won't be able to talk to anybody about it, about our own problems in this world. That because we have done what we want, that reckless nature. If you act like that, then one day what will happen? You can't say this to anybody anymore. Nobody will listen to you. That situation will happen. So, that is why he says here, if it happens to that situation, like it happened to Indra, it can happen in our life also, sometimes. It can happen. We won't care for others, we'll do what we want, and then things all turn out to be extremely difficult in life. It is at that time, Krishna is saying here, that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhijet Sudharacharo, that is where that verse fits in. You know that verse, no? Everybody knows that verse. Abhijet Sudharacharo Bhajade Imam Ananya Bhag Sadhureva Samandavya Samyag Vyavasido Hisa Kshipram Bhavati Dharmalma. That means that in our life we have acted wrongly in many instances due to our own vasanas, whatever it may be, and then we have upset everybody and we have no shelter anywhere, nobody is going to listen to us or give us any kind of help. If that happens, even such a person, Krishna has shelter for him. That is why that verse is important. That is how you understand that verse. Abhijet Sudharacharam Bhajadeyamam Ananyabhag. If he surrenders to Krishna and takes Krishna's shelter at that point, there is shelter for him from Krishna's side, even if he may not get any shelter from anywhere else. So, Poshanam, that what we are discussing now in the sixth canto, is to show to us that even if all the doors are shut in this world and you have become totally helpless, no sort of any kindness or compassion from the world, from all angles you are left alone and you are fallen into that difficult situation, even then, if you have taken Krishna's shelter, Krishna will offer the shelter. Because that is what happened to Ajamila, you remember that. And that is what has happened to Indra. And that is what has happened to Chitraketu also. They have all done things, acted in such a way, that they have completely upset the society they lived, and they have gone against the rules of Dharmam, acted wrongly, and because Indra has committed three serious offenses. Guruha, Bradraha, Brahmahatya, Guruhatya, and Bradrahatya. Three things. And then you expect any kindness towards him. He doesn't deserve anything, does he? Bradrahatya, Guruhatya, Brahmahatya. Three major sins he has committed. And looking at that sins, what he has done, Indra doesn't deserve any more compassion or any more good treatment. He doesn't deserve that. But still, Indra has given shelter. Krishna has given shelter. That's called Poshanam. To teach us also the same thing, that even if in life things go wrong, out of control, and something we have gone and done and upset everybody, and nobody wants to give us any kind help or anything, even in that situation, if we take Krishna shelter, there is shelter there in Krishna's lotus feet. So, it is Vajadevam Ananyabhak, that word there. Sadhureva Samandavya Asamyak Vyavasido Hisa. So, Krishna's point is like that Indra, and then you can see in that ninth chapter how Indra's prayers there. See that? Indra's prayers. In that long prose verses, like after 32. See, so from 33 onwards, 10 verses. See that? 10 verses. 33 to 43. There, what does he say? He says here, Indra says there in the verse 33 itself, surrendering to Krishna, and says to Krishna, Om Namaste Stu Bhagavan Narayana Vasudevadi Purusha Mahapurusha Mahanubhava Parama Mangala Parama Kalyana Parama Karuniga Kevala Jagadadhara Logaika Natha Sarveshwara Lakshminatha Paramahamsa Parivrajagai Parame Atma Yoga Samadhina Paribhavida Parispuda Paramahamsa Dharmani Ulkhadita Tama Kapada Dware Chitte Abhavrda Atma Loge Swayam Ubalabdha Nija Sukhani Bhavo Bhavan. Addressing Krishna, he says this, these prayers. So there you can see Indra's surrender and how Indra approached Krishna in that way. The result of that was, when all this situation happened like this, everybody started chanting the holy name in the heavenly planets for Indra's protection. And you can imagine, heavenly planets are also occupied by the demigods. They have 330 million or so demigods exist, and they started chanting the holy name. That is what Shukra Brahmashi is saying there. They started chanting the holy name. And Shukra Brahmashi has told Parikshit that that Indra in the past never chanted holy name in the heavenly planet, because there he is busy with enjoying life, isn't it? So, there Indra's rule was, this chanting holy name and all disturbs their enjoyment. There it is always dancing and music and enjoying spirit. It is a lot in the heavenly planets. So for their enjoying spirit, this chanting the holy name was a problem. And now what happened when Indra was forced to deal with this situation, even he started chanting and taking Krishna shelter. And when he chanted, it reached Vaikuntham planet by the chanting of the demigods. And at that time, Krishna says to, Mahavishnu says to Indra, have you had enough? Now, have you had enough? So, because earlier you remember this story that Indra was told by Mahavishnu, why you stay here and fighting with these demons and always this problem with them, and instead of, why don't you chant and why don't you take to spiritual life and come back to spiritual world once for all? So Indra says, no, I'm happy here. If you can help me to keep my position here. Indra said this. That is what I would prefer rather than going back to spiritual world, because here I am the king. I got all the facilities. Why should I go to spiritual world? And plenty of enjoyment here in the heavenly planets. Music and dance all the time. And food what he wanted to eat. And virtually like a king, he was enjoying his position. So he said to Vishnu, so now this time when all these things happen, Mahavishnu says to him, have you had enough now? Is there not time to come back to the spiritual world? That's why he's saying here that Indra's nature, have you observed? He says to Mahavishnu, Anada Sindho, Karuna Sindho, and all these things. That means he can change his color anytime he wants. If it suits him, he will do what he likes. And then the next moment, if things go wrong, he also knows how to play the game, how to act with humility. He will act with such humility. So this Indra is nobody else than us. It's our nature presented through Indra to show to us what our mentality is. Our mentality is, if it suits me, I'll go along with it. And if I have a problem with somebody, then what I do? I somehow or the other keep him in a good books, diplomacy in other words, and try to be nice to him and to get my job done what I want. So this mentality Indra has, and it is in us all, this thing. So that is why Indra is this character which is within all of us. You have noticed this with Indra many, many times. Throughout Bhagavatam you will see. At one point he offended Krishna to that degree, and then Krishna taught him a good lesson, and then he comes and falls down at Krishna's lotus feet and says to him that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Earlier he was saying, if somebody comes and takes a human form, he should be paying dues to me. Why should he? Krishnam martyam upashritya, he says. After all, who is Krishna? He's just a human being. What right has he got to offend me? I am the responsible for the rain. Who is this Krishna, he says. And then later on, when he learned the lesson, he goes to Krishna and falls at his feet. So he can do this both side very well. He can act with full authority and with arrogance when he wants it. And he can also act in such a way that he is the most humble and meek person in this world. So this changing nature is in Indra. Indra's mentality that it is. That's why many people, when they talk about Indra, in this Indra is a expansion of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu's incarnation is. So he invites him back again. Mahavishnu says to him that you have chanted the holy name now, come back to the spiritual world, everything. But Indra says, no, don't say like that, he says. I will stay back. That's why, you see that in the ninth chapter, he says, 44th verse. Adho isha jahitvashtram grasandham bhuvanatrayam grastani yena na krishna tejasamstrayithani cham. He says, don't say that, because I have killed my one spiritual master, I have killed him. And you know that I have done this, he says to Mahavishnu. And his father, that Tvashtav, that is Visharupa's father. Visharupa he murdered, isn't it? He murdered Visharupa. And Visharupa's father Tvashtav, that he has now created a big demon called Vrutrasura. And he is going to take over this whole heavenly planet. He is so powerful and he is so strong. And when he comes, we throw away all our weapons because we couldn't fight with him. He was huge. He was huge. And so now our Vrutrasura is going to come and eat him. And he is frightened. And that is when he is praying, please protect us from him. Indra is praying to Vishnu. So even now, after going through all this constant tension between Asuras and the Devas, and this constant threat even in the heavenly planet. Heavenly planets, there is constant threat. Sometimes Hiranyakashipu went there and threatened all of them and threw them out from there. Similarly, you will see there are other demons also in other Puranams, it's not mentioned in the Bhagavadam, who goes to heavenly planets and threaten their life there, Indra's life and the demigod's life. And then they have to leave the planet and then they have to wander around elsewhere till the demons are killed. So with all these experiences, you would have thought that Indra will give up this happiness in these heavenly planets and get out of this and go to spiritual world. So here again, Vrutrasura comes to kill Indra and all the other demigods there. At that time, Indra is praying to Mahavishnu for help, to protection from Vrutrasura. So, but still, he is not asking, give me bhakti, or give me mukti, liberation. Not asking any such thing. Still asking only for protection from Vritrasura. And never asking anymore that I want to give me the opportunity to chant the holy name. None of those thought. None of such things. Not in the spiritual direction, still thinking about protection from Vritrasura. Somehow or the other, if you can kill Vritrasura for us, and I can still remain as Indra there. This is Indra's mentality. So when Indra said that, what do you think Krishna thought about that? How do you think about Krishna then? What does Krishna thought when he said that? Atho isha jahitvashtram grasandam bhuvana trayam grasthani yenana Krishna tejamsya strayudhani cha. So in reply to that, what did Krishna say? Look at the 50th verse. You don't know what is Shreyas. You don't know. Indra also doesn't know what is Shreyas. This personality Indra is spoken only to represent us. We are also like this. Is it not? It is our nature also. What we do, by developing Krishna consciousness and spiritual life and knowledge of the self and salsangam, holy name, all these things to help us to advance spiritually. Instead of taking advantage of all that, we think that if I can get out of all my problems in material life, if Krishna can help me, I would prefer that rather than all these other austerities. That is what Krishna is saying there to Indra. Indra, it's no point in talking to you because you don't understand anything. He says, Swayam Nishreyasam Vidwan Na Vatya Jnaya Karmahi Na Rati Rogino Apathyam Vanchatohi Bhushaktama. That verse. 50. Swayam Nishreyasam Vidwan. He says this, whenever you study this character Indra, always you have to look into our own inside and see how we are reacting to the situation like the way Indra is doing. Never to take Krishna's shelter. Instead, use Krishna for all our solving our problems in our little life in this world. Our temporary life in this world. So that is why he says here, Na rati rogino apathyam. Apathyam means when you are taking medicines, you have to follow certain restrictions on the diet, right? That is called pathyam. Apathyam here means if I want to eat that, and if I ask the doctor, look, can I have all these things, if you don't mind? And if the doctor is a good doctor, he won't agree with that. He won't allow that to. But he will say that if I allow you to eat all these things, then you are not going to get cured. I have nothing to do with you. He will wash his hands if he's a good doctor, isn't it? So Krishna is saying it is like that. With you, I'm not going to tell you anymore anything. Because you're so useless, you don't understand. You're not going to listen to me anyway. And similarly, that's what he's saying here. Na radhi yogino bhartyam vanchatohi bhushaktama. A first-class doctor would not yield into such pressures. And he will say to him that, look, this is the medicine, you got this disease, you have to be treated and you will get cured. If you're not willing to listen to me, don't come to me. That's what the good doctor will say to the patient, isn't it? Similarly, Krishna is saying here, this guy Indra, even if I instruct him the right thing, he does not want to take it. He still is looking, his own arrangements he is making in this world to become happy. He wants to be Indra and he wants to have his Apsaras women there and all his happy life, singing and dancing and music and everything what was gone in the heavenly planets. He prefers that life rather than going to spiritual world and get released from this material existence once for all. He doesn't want that. Just to show the Indra's mentality, which is present in all of us to some degree or the other. Isn't it? So that is why Krishna is saying here, that example, Krishna is quoting this example, that taradi rogino bhartyam vanchatohi bhushaktama. That is how it is. So, again and again he is asking, I want to be the manager or the administrator for the heavenly planets. What can we do? And he is asking for the way how to kill Vritrasura. So at that time, Krishna told him that there is a great sage living in the forest by name Dadhiji, Dadhiji Maharshi. And he is sitting there with eyes closed in meditation. And anyhow, you have offended one spiritual master, and another spiritual master you have killed him. Now, is that true or not? He said to Devendra. Indra says, yes, I have done that. Now, you go to another spiritual master, they are sitting there. Find him there and get his spine out from inside. Get his spine from inside out. Then Indra asking Krishna that in that case will I be able to remain in the heavenly planets? He says, yes, you can be. Indra says, then it's fine. Then it's fine with me. So then look at the way Indra goes to Dadhiji. Indra goes to Dadhiji and he's not bothered. He's not bothered what has matter. After all, Dadhiji is sitting there. I need his, what do they call it? Spine. I need it.
Bones.
The
backbone,
yeah. I need it. So you should give it to me because I need it. That is Indra's mood, Indra's approach, isn't it? He's not thinking anything else. He's not bothered about it. Dadhiji, what happens to Dadhiji? The same nature in the human nature. It's the same thing, isn't it? In this world, what's what you find most of the time. It suits me, fine. If it suits me, then that's the right thing. Because it suits me. So he says to him, Devendra, Indra goes to him and without any shame goes to Dadhiji and says to him, I have been instructed by Krishna. Supreme Lord has instructed me to come and approach you, he says to him. And to find Dadhiji was very difficult because he was in the thick forest somewhere inside, he's sitting there. So with the help of all the other demigods, he cleared the whole forest and finally found out Dadhiji sitting there. Dadhiji sitting there. As soon as he saw Dadhiji, he fell full dandavad, paid full obeisances to Dadhiji. Full obeisances to Dadhiji. And the way Indra talks to Dadhiji is unbelievable. That he can talk when it suits him. If it is for his purpose, his business, he will talk and talk the way he wants to please the other person to that extent. And finally tells him, I've just come to get your backbone. After glorifying Dadhiji, he says to him, I've just come to get your backbone. He says here. And he told him that. Look at that verse in the 10th chapter. If you look, the 6th verse. He says, Nanu swarthavaro loko na veda parasankatam yadi vedanaya cheta nedinaha yadishwaraha. This is Indra. What do you think about this person, Indra? What it suits him, he will do. So a lot of people like that. What it suits them, they will do it. And if they can get away with it, and if there is a problem, they will go and fall at their feet. Absolutely shameless, isn't it? That is Indra. This is the nature of the Indra's nature. So Indra says like that, and when after glorifying Dadhiji about so many things, he said, how great you are, how great Rishi you are, a great sage you are, this, that and the other. So many things he said, and finally he asked Dadhiji, can I have your backbone? He says to him. And when he heard that, Dadhiji smiled. Look at this character. He's supposed to be Indra, and this is the mentality behind it. He says, and we don't have to laugh at it, because we are like that. Often we also are acting like that. And you can see this, politicians particularly. They'll come to you for the vote, won't they? Before the election and after the election, you look at them. What they are like. How they make all promises, is it not? Before the election. What all kinds of things they do before the election to get elected. After elected, the whole scenario changes. Whole scene changes. Before election, they are humble, they smile, they knock at your door and they tell you what all your higher principles and higher values. This is the higher principles. This is the values they are talking about. So it is the same thing. This Indra is a big politician that way. So anyway, here he says, Indra's time it is like that, and that nature has permeated in us, in human society also, and everybody, because Indra knows, if I have the position, first you need the position, isn't it? If you need, have the position, then you can dictate to others, do what you like. So that is why, even when you come to spiritual life, first thing you are looking for is a position. One disciple of a guru asked him, that when will I become guru? Because he sensed this, that my guru is having a good position. Why shouldn't I have one? When will I become that? So this is the way we are. These are all Indra's qualities coming through. Then there is certain scriptural injunctions, that when your spiritual master is here, you don't accept disciples. When the spiritual master goes away, then you are allowed to have your disciples and all that. But then they start thinking, is there any rules to circumvent that? Those rules. And in Shastram, everything is there. That's also going on. You can see yourself these things happening. They have no shame, no problem at all. They are saying that finally, because this disciple is giving so much hell, because if you don't control him, he will play politics and make spiritual master's life difficult. So finally spiritual master says, okay, I'll make you a guru. You also become a guru. That's how it happens. This is what happening all the time. This happens. And then once he gets his guru, then he is thinking, what's the next one to move on? What's the next step to go up in the spiritual life? So as some people are like that, as soon as they come, they will suss out the place. And they will see, if you remain as a brahmachari like this whole life in the temple, cleaning and washing and listening to everybody else, this is no good. Best thing is to get to some position, become a president, commander or president or GBC, or go wherever you can go to the highest. Then nobody will tell you anything. If you reach to the top position, Indra's mentality. This is how spiritual life is also. You can see this in all organizations, this exists. It's not exempted anywhere. This is all coming from Indra. Only thing is, they don't read Bhagavatam, so they don't know what they're doing. They don't have time for it, because they've only got time for the other things. They are busy with the other scheming going on. So, this is what it is. So, you know, anyway, here, Indra, what did he do? To be in the position, he's willing to do anything. So what did he do? The Diji Maharshi went into Samadhi state. You'll see that 10th chapter, 7th verse. Dharmam va krishirvacha. Dharmam va shrodukamena yuyame pratyuda hrita eshava priyamalpmanam tejandam santyajamyaham. Tejandam santyajamyaham. He says, tejandam santyajamyaham. So, Dadiji Maharshi, Dadiji Maharshi was in the Samadhi state, and without any difficulty, Dadiji Maharshi gave up his body in the fire of Yoga, the fire Yogagni. And that is the greatness of these great personalities, because they know this material body, what is the value of it at the end? What value has it got? Wonder if it is of use to somebody, let them have it. He's not asking a big thing, just this bone from the back, he can have it. That was his attitude. And when in the yoga process, when Indra understood that Dadiji has left the body and merged with the truth, at that time Indra immediately Indra couldn't wait anymore to get the bone out. He touched the body and checked if the heat is gone from the body. So it's really left. And straight after that, and he took that bone and went to Vishwakarma, and he made this thunderbolt, a weapon from that backbone, decided to go and fight with Vritrasura. We'll discuss the whole thing tomorrow again. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada ki jai.